Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
222 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 18 seconds, the most important election in world history. You can cut the suspense with a knife. All right. I am particularly prepared today. I did about 4 hours of research preparation last night. I've done at least 4 hours today. And I get really mad at myself at the end of a show if I haven't hit most of it. And most of the time I only hit like half of it. I've got to hit all this new breaking news plus a bunch of stuff the last few days that I said I would get to that is incredibly important but didn't get to. So let me just do this. Let me tell you who's coming on the broadcast. Reverend Schmally is, or Rabbi Schmally, His Holiness, is going to be on with us in the third hour for a debate. He's been very well known and popular for a long time, like going back decades ago to the Howard Stern Show. The guy's a complete maniac, or he's a comedian, or a mix of the two. And I said, will you come on the show? And he said, yes, I'll debate you. I'll destroy you. I'll crush you. I don't want to have a debate with this guy where he projects what I believe, and then I debate that straw man. I talked to him yesterday, and I said, can we just have a discussion? People expect me to just attack this guy and then try to project this guy's behavior onto Judaism in general. This interview will piss off the white supremacists and also people that are very upset for good reasons with Israel. Because I'm not intending to just attack this guy, though I disagree with much of what he says. But if he attacks me, which I don't think he'll be able to control himself, there's a certain piranha-like nature to him, I'll be honest. It's very cute, kind of like a gremlin or something. That if he does the attacks, then I'm going to let him have it. But it should be informative and interesting, to say the least. But I'd really like to get this guy to worry about the New World Order and the poison shots and all, what faces us all, instead of the tunnel vision, only thinking about Israel constantly. But regardless, that's coming up. Now, Owen Benjamin is a great talk show host and comedian. Don't agree with some of what he has to say, but he's interesting. I agree with a lot of what he has to say. He's very funny. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today, so look for that. Now, interspersed between this, I have got my work cut out for me, and I already did this morning. I was like, how am I going to hit all this that I'll come to in a very rapid machine gun fire when we return here and some stations join us in just a minute? But Gerald Morgan of Stephen Crowder wanted me to come on their show this morning, and then later they said, well, actually, we're just going to make an announcement. And then they said, can we come on and talk about this so people know how important these internal operations and attacks have been? And I said, yeah, absolutely, because they've been big supporters of me when almost nobody else was, when I was deplatformed. And I've also known the inside baseball just because I had some of the same lawyers and some of the cases I've been involved in as they have in divorce proceedings. So I was privy to this information. A year and a half ago, I was shown the information. And so I knew it was true, and I knew that he was being set up. And now they released damning information. And the reason this is important, you have to understand, I saw Eric Trump on Fox the other day, and he said, for everything you hear about us being attacked for, there are nine other things going on every day. And I've never really tell you about the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, very little, because I don't want to be distracted. But these tactics are being orchestrated from the deep state. There's no doubt about it. Okay, get ready for this. I'm going to run through the main headline stacks, and then I'm going to start plowing through them. And we've got some huge guests up today. I'm going to find the details on the front page of InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones on X. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Israel started bombing Rafah yesterday, where they've herded all the Palestinians down to that area. And Trump has told Israel's major newspaper it's a big mistake and they are destroying themselves in the eyes of the world. And that's a friendly thing from Trump. And you know, Trump is a smart guy about PR. And people don't like seeing innocent children with their arms and legs blown off. And we're now 5+ months into this. And what Hamas did was terrible, and I'm against it. And said, hunt them down and kill them, but don't level everything. Israel unleashes major airstrikes on Syria and in Lebanon as well. UN expert hired by the UN, a lawyer out of Italy to review what Israel's doing, says that Israel, it appears, is committing genocide. Israel attempts to eradicate Hamas is only leading to even greater radicalization. Big article on Infowars.com. Countless new videos of little girls and boys with their arms and legs blown off. It's just absolutely terrible. Meanwhile, Russia attack. Russia blames West and Kiev for jihadist massacre. The head of the Russian FSB says that they caught him going back into Ukraine, that they have confessed to being trained in Ukraine, and that they're preparing to put a report out soon proving all of this. So that is a huge deal. We got a big stack on the Ukraine situation, two massive stacks on the open border, and just the total insanity. Harrison Smith did a great research piece linking to all the documents. It was worse than I thought. The average illegal alien is being given over $100,000 a year in money, not to mention all of the other goodies and all the services. It is insane, from hotels to laundry, to room service to babysitters. I mean, this is how you bankrupt a country. That's just part of the stack. The stack's 2 inches thick. It's all just completely insane. They're now coming out and saying at least six presumed dead after the huge cargo ship disaster in the Baltimore Harbor that took down that giant bridge, and it's already causing major logistical nightmares on a chain reaction on the East Coast. And they are now saying that clearly the engine failed, the backup systems failed, and it looks like they did drop their anchors, but that wasn't soon enough, so it swung around into the bridge. But that still could have been a cyber attack, experts are saying, because someone could have gone in through the computer systems and done that, and now it's confirmed that it did have modern computer system upgrades on the ship. I mentioned this yesterday, but I never got into it. It's huge. Facebook in Europe given $20 billion to work with the government to not just censor Facebook, but all other internet. You say, well, that's Europe. Well, it's coming here. It's already been done here. It was just done secretly. Massively important information. They're using the spying of Facebook, hired as a spy company, not just on their own platform, to put people in jail and fine people. And now they're coming after X. We have a giant stack dealing with mainstream news, government documents admitting, going back 3 years, that when they gave people the mRNA shots, it was causing turbo cancers. There's new big studies out on that. This out of some of the most prestigious journals in the world. It ties into Kate Middleton and her cancer and a lot more. We will also get into some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, trying to shut down independent media with Gerald Morgan of the Great Operation in Dallas, or up there in Frisco with the Louder with Crowder crew. It's what they've gone through. Because you can say, well, you know, we don't want to just talk about stuff going on behind the scenes on air. What's the point of that? Well, occasionally, and I'm kind of on the border on this, I might not have talked about it, but they have, and they're friends, and I respect them, and they're the good guys. They're tired of being persecuted, so they want to talk about it, and the information's damning, extremely damning. So we'll talk about that with Gerald Morgan coming up here in about 20 minutes, or 21 minutes from now to be exact. More on the dollar plunging and what is behind all of that information. Also, I like RFK Jr. overall. I think he does a lot of good work. He's very smart, very talented, very hard worker. And I admired, you know, his father and his uncle. But the rest of the family are captive of the Democratic Party. And it looks like he has chosen his running mate, who is not just in the Soros orbit, Nicole Shanahan, but is a Soros top operative and a super deep stater. And, of course, formerly married to the head of Google. So I have to say that I am telling everybody that I absolutely think that overall RFK with this pick is being brought forward to take votes from Trump. Most of his political attack so far has taken votes away from Biden, but I'm beginning to see changes. And so I have to say that this is extremely disturbing, and that a black cloud now hangs over RFK Jr. There, I said it. Also, Planned Parenthood caught illegally selling late-term abortion babies for harvesting. We've got all of that information. We have Jill Biden complains that the banning of sexually explicit pedophile books in schools to the rise of Nazi Germany. So they're the ones really banning books, period, and putting people in jail for their speech and all of this. And then if independent school districts don't want child porn, basically, in the schools, it's borderline illegal. Cartoons of adults having sex with children, you name it, very graphic cartoons. That is not censorship. That is protecting our children. Now, what I do think is borderline is Florida has passed a law restricting people under 14 from social media. I think that's a smart move, but it's for the parents to do. But that is a law. We'll be looking at all of this and more today. And there's no way I can do this justice today. So I'm going to cover this in a at least two-hour emergency, commercial-free, special live event at 6 p.m. tomorrow when the War Room ends on the InfoWars Network, on the InfoWars.com/showstreams. It'll be open for the radio stations and TV stations to pick it up. And it'll be, of course, simulcast on X at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to do a two-hour, at least, live deep dive on the total solar eclipse. But I am going to talk some about that right now, and then I'm going to delve into what's happening in Israel and then bring on the CEO of Louder with Crowder and Mug Club. Great guy, really classy guy, Gerald Morgan. Now, let's put the live show headline up for everyone, please, on screen. And this says it all about the total solar eclipse. People have been asking me about this for a month. There's been massive hype. I was asked about it in an Academy sporting goods store by five people. Oh, and by the way, before I get into this, I just want to give the New World Order a little report on their attacks on me. Because I don't say this, again, to brag. I say this because I'm a gauge of I'm totally demonized, totally attacked by the corporate media. And you would think that would hurt somebody. Almost every person in a packed Academy, and I just went in there to buy some exercise clothes. And I'm in there about 20, 30 minutes, and every person, in fact, it was everyone, every person I walked by with my shopping cart shook my hand and was a listener and told me to keep going. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. The lady at the checkout, the other checkout guy, the manager at the front door. I probably took 50 selfies while I was in there. I mean, that is devastating. I've never had that ratio of everyone. Everyone. I mean, I'd be like, back behind in the shoe area, looking at some new tennis shoes I got. Back in a corner, that place is huge, and all of a sudden somebody comes walking by and goes, "Oh, Alex Jones, I love you. Hey, my wife, get over here." I mean, it was insane. So the good news is, if that's a gauge of how white people are, the New World Order is screwed, blued, and tattooed. Okay, let's put the live show headline up, back up, please. So there's your live show headline: Emergency Wednesday Broadcast. Biden administration using total solar eclipse as cover to run nationwide martial law drill ahead of election. So everybody's been asking me for a month, and I mean doctors and prominent lawyers, and when I was in a family court thing a month ago, I had one of the clerks, one of the courts come over and go, hey, Alex, I'm a big listener. What's going on with the solar eclipse? And second to that is the red heifer thing. I got asked about the red heifer 3 or 4 times yesterday. So I can't pump gas without hearing about the solar eclipse or the red heifer. I know what's going on with the red heifer. I'm going to do a show on that, or a couple segments on that tomorrow, I promise. But on the solar eclipse, total solar eclipse, there are total solar eclipses over different parts of the United States and different parts of the globe happening every year or so on average. There was just one last year. And it wasn't total over Texas, but it was total over some of the other states. It was about a 90%. And it's really cool. Because everybody likes to wear special glasses or poke a hole in a box, like a shoebox, and then it shoots through, the light does, and then makes an image of the sun that's safe to look at. You can watch the moon in front of the sun and the transit. And I didn't have X then, my wife did, but I put some photos I took up on my wife's X, if you want to go see that. It's Erica Wolf Jones, or she calls it the wife of the big bad wolf. And we know in ancient times, the witch doctors in every culture would tell people, because they would have the math to know when there was an eclipse coming, because they kept records, that, oh, you've angered people, that the snake god or the dragon god is going to eat the sun. And then when the sun disappeared, they would think that the priests were actually in contact with God and would give them more and more power. So they used superstition to control people. The Aztecs, all the ancient cultures did it. So now we see Homeland Security and the National Guard and the State Guard and all these states declaring emergencies over it and all this fear-mongering and be safe when you're out there and, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And they're getting ready to try to bring in martial law with civil unrest around the election or if Trump gets elected when he's president-elect. They've already said they're going to do it. The Democrats have war-gamed it. They're doing it in plain view. It's insane. And so all this is a dress rehearsal, not, oh, let's have a martial law drill with all the local counties, cities, states through the feds in a unified command drill. Let's not say it's for terrorism or a cyber attack or a nuclear war. Let's tell them it's because of the eclipse. Well, no governments in modern times, as we stopped practicing voodoo, have ever acted like this for a solar eclipse. So people go, what's going to happen? Are there aliens going to invade? Or what are they going to do during the eclipse? You might have some crazy people that, like when Hale Bopp came by, that killed themselves because they thought a transgender cult famously killed themselves and wearing their Nike tracksuits and drinking their vodka and taking barbiturates and getting in their beds to send their spirits up to the spaceship they said was following the tail of the comet. So you might have some weirdo groups kill somebody or kill themselves or do something stupid, because every time something gets hyped, the crazies attach themselves to it. But there is zero reason for all of this other than the government trying to scare people and create fear, but that's secondary, and promote mumbo jumbo. But what it is, because I've got all the articles and all the documents right here, is a martial law drill. So this is a test of the Obama kill switch, of martial law, of a government takeover, of communications, and it's a test getting all the local governments at one time to be unified under Homeland Security. Overhead shot, please. So here is the track of the eclipse when the moon will block out the sun because they are lined up. Kind of like you put your hand in front of a flashlight in the dark and suddenly you can't see the beam. Maybe it shoots through your hand. Maybe your hand glows red, but you're in a closet. You turn on a flashlight, you can see. You put your hand over it, you can't see. So it's simple. The moon goes in front of the sun. I know the audience knows this, but some Democrats are listening and may not. And you cover up the light source. That's all this is. And so all over the country, they're declaring civil emergency. Even in states that will barely even see it, because you only see it in a small track that comes in by some of the resorts down there in southern western Mexico, Puerto Vallarta. And then it goes right up through the middle of Mexico, right up through Texas, South Texas, right over Central Texas, right over East Texas, right over us in Austin, right over my parents' ranch in East Texas, and then goes on out over the Midwest and then into the East, and then tracks out over Maine and then goes out over the Atlantic Ocean. So this is nothing, and it won't even be totally dark. It just, the birds start singing again like they're about to go to sleep. The birds start getting in the trees, and then it's this eerie, beautiful sky. It was blue skies, one they had last year that was almost total, and it was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous and magical and cool, and had nothing to do with the end of the world, nothing to do with all of this ridiculous fear-mongering going on. And so now we know exactly why it's being done. Here's some headlines. National Guard will be deployed for total solar eclipse on April 8th. National Guard, this is Newsweek, be deployed for solar eclipse. Solar Eclipse Summit ties state local plans together. This is what it's all about. This is a martial law drill. That's what a civil emergency is they suspend normal stuff. This is martial law. This is taking the gun off safety. Department of Health, Homeland Security urge safe viewing of April 8th eclipse. So that's the crowd that wears their mask indoors or whatever. It's everything's scary. Everything's nanny state. Everything's evil. The government will protect you. Solar eclipse. Hospitals prepare for emergency disaster as thousands across the U.S. stargaze. Is there an emergency for the 150,000 that died last year of fentanyl? And the 500,000 that overdosed and almost died or more? No, that's not an emergency. But this isn't going to cause one death. It's not like you flip the lights off and you're suddenly in the dark. It's slowly, over 30, 40 minutes, darkens, and then it looks like twilight, and then it turns back on. It's like a dimmer in your house. So it's like you slowly, over 45 minutes, dim the lights. Then over the next 45 minutes, you slowly turn the lights back on. And the government is saying, oh my God, we've got the military on standby. How about you send the military to the border to actually arrest illegal aliens? That's the crisis. How New York state officials are preparing for the solar eclipse, declaring an emergency. FAA issues warning ahead of April 8th total solar eclipse. And it goes on and on. Here's Austin declaring an emergency. Oh, no. So that's what they're doing. It's just more get you ready for martial law, just like the lockdowns and all that they now admit are for carbon lockdowns, greenhouse gas lockdowns that they want to roll out. They've already tested in India where, oh, you can't use your car today. You're like, I'll still use it. Oh, really? We got kill switches and all the new ones now. That's what the technocracy is really all about. All right, so that's a prelude into the deep dive we'll be doing tomorrow at 6 p.m. after the War Room with Owen Schroyer, who's 3 to 6 p.m. Central. All right, we've got Gerald Morgan coming on to give you an inside look on what it's like to be a talk show host at this level if you're a conservative and the types of things that go on and how people recruit your family, even if they can, or people around you to engage in things that, in my opinion, just aren't too friendly. So they have filed lawsuits on folks for a reported alleged extortion scheme. And I saw these emails over a year ago. People ask, why have you supported Steven Crowder? Because I know a establishment campaign when I see one with the corporate press and Democrat Party lawyers openly working at somebody, because I've been through this rodeo. I've been in quite a few rodeos already. And so I don't then just jump on people when dirty tricks are played especially when all they've ever done is good things for me and have proven themselves and are classy people. But the system knows when you're classy that you don't like having yourself lied about or, quote, brought down or destabilized. That's what's in these emails. Personally, me, this only makes me fight harder, and I actually enjoy it. I've been through so much now, I actually enjoy it. Sound like when you're 13, take your first shot of Jack Daniels, it tastes terrible, you don't like it, burns, you want to go, but you know, after you've been drinking it a while, it tastes like lemonade. Drink the whole damn bottle at once. Not saying I'm proud of that, but I can chug a whole bottle of Jack Daniels. Medium-sized one. Tastes like mama's milk now. So it's, now I like it. So, but Stephen hasn't been hammered and tortured as long as I have. He certainly doesn't enjoy it, but it's made him fight harder. But I think it's important to get this over with, move on, set the record straight, and then never talk about it again. Because people don't like their character impugned, especially when they have all the proof and all the information that they're the ones being set up. But their lawyers tell them, don't release it yet, try to fix this. And then, of course, it never gets fixed because there's forces behind the scenes that don't want that to happen. Speaking of forces out there, a lot of folks want this place shut down. But the real reason you want to get the products isn't just to support us. They are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, X3, the highest quality iodine for ingestion, the missing link, so good for all your cellular function. It is so important. X3 is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the strongest, hands-down, turmeric out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid for inflammation, your immune system, everything else. It's discounted 40%, but that sale's got to end. It's got to end. The X3 sale's going to keep going for a while, but the other one's about to end. And also, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, that sale's about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. That maniac rabbi, Shmoly, is going to be debating me in the third hour today. That is going to be interesting. And coming up, Trump tells Israel it made a big mistake. We've got huge amounts of news on the poison shot and Princess Kate Middleton. And we've got massive news on the open borders and some of the biggest developments yet. New York Mayor Eric Adams, while telling people he didn't want the illegals, has been giving them massive prepaid credit cards, free money, in the tens of thousands of dollars on top of up to $90,000 they give the illegal aliens, on top of all the other services like concierge, room service, laundry, child care. Wow. Absolutely insane. But you don't pay your property tax because you're sick or you had a heart attack, they take your house. That's state government. But it's all just completely out of control. That's all coming up next hour. Big developments on the cargo ship disaster, this terrible VP choice that RFK Jr.'s brought in. I am now absolutely against his candidacy. I would never vote for him now. I was going to vote for Trump anyways, but I still like what RFK Jr. does. And I'd rather be talking about all these really interesting topics right now. We will next hour, but let me tell you, Stephen Crowder is a professional, classy guy. So is Gerald Morgan. So is his crew. And I have been through what they've been through, even up against some of the same players behind the scenes. And so when Stephen had these big campaigns against him the last 2 years, and I go up there quite a bit to go on their show, and also I produce a show with them once a week on the Mug Club. They're just great people. Love Joe Lewis. That's my real reason to go up there. Coolest dog ever. I mean, really coolest dog ever. And they showed me this stuff a year and a half ago. You want to see this? I said, I believe you. No, just see it. Emails. And they said, does this look like extortion to you? And I said, well, yeah, you'll have to find that in a court of law, but that's what it looks like to me. You know, if he doesn't give us all the money, we're going to bring him down. We're going to destabilize him. We're going to get him. And then really famous Democrat Party operative lawyers and stuff that are just defying seediness. And so this is what the system does. Stephen Crowder kept his divorce quiet and secret for 2 years. His ex-wife, who I have nothing against, I think met once, he has two children with, went public and was part of this campaign that we saw in the mainstream media, carefully crafted, and they talk in the emails about carefully crafting the narrative and they're wargaming it. It's all right there. And so when Gerald was live on air today, because I was watching, he was posting on X. We're going to show it to you right now. You can go there and look at it on the Louder with Crowder Mug Club handles. You can see the emails that they got through the court process in divorce court. And so people are like, okay, we like Stephen. We know he's being attacked. Let's move on. You need to understand what I just saw yesterday when I was getting a coffee in the afternoon in the break room, and they had Fox on, and it was Fox Business. Somebody put it on that, and it was Eric Trump. He said, listen, for every attack you know about, there's nine more, use the word nine, every day you don't know about. So I want listeners to know, as bad as you see the stuff happening to Trump, it's way worse. As you've heard some of the stuff's happened to me, it's way worse, okay? And I don't say that as a victim. You just need to understand, this is industrial level. In what's gone on in my life and my family, I'm going to leave it at that. It later came out because they started infighting with each other, and I'm not going to even say who. And it came out in court, recorded messages with the New York Times, with these Democrat Party lawyers, literally talking about bringing me down and literally talking about all the things they're going to do. And then the employees that we know separately would be approached by the Daily Mail, and they would have bidding contests, and they would meet with top Democrat Party lawyers. They'd fly into L.A. And I've never aired all this. I have all this. I have the recordings. I have everything. It's insane. And that's because they started fighting with each other and put it out. So there's no honor amongst these people. So, and I'm not going to put all this out because people already know. No one's bought it. It's only made us bigger. Praise God. But with Stephen, he's never said anything in response. So now he is. They didn't want to do this. But 3+ years into this, they have brought the goods. Okay? And but this is how this works, okay? And so we've had this happen here where you hire somebody as an intern, you pay them $15 an hour, paid intern, and they go around and try to get other employees to use the N-word. They're here 2 months, nobody will do it, and then they go to the newspaper and say everyone uses the N-word. So this is, we had the Southern Poverty Law Center successfully infiltrated and did a year-long operation. But the person was compartmentalized just as an editor. And I wasn't sure about the person, so I just said, you know, let him be an editor over there. Don't involve him in anything. And then sure enough, hacked into the systems, didn't get much. But, I mean, we're talking espionage, okay? So when I tell you about me, and we'll skip this break coming up and give Gerald some time here, I have been run over by the same truck as Stephen Crowder. And by the way, I've been backed over a few times by it, too. I'm not trying to keep score here, but let me tell you, they really took the brass knuckles to me, okay? So I've seen this truck. It's run me over. It's knocked my teeth out. I've literally tasted its hubcaps. And so that's why I stand with Stephen Crowder. He stood with me when almost no one else did, when I first got banned, when everybody else ran scared. He would have me on maybe once a year. He'd come on my show once a year. He had his own thing. We were friends, but not when he saw me get attacked, he really came in and supported me. And so I've been kind of a confidant with him some, and also I would say I've helped him some because I've been through more of this than him. And so kind of a, advisor. And so that's where we are. Gerald Morgan's a great business owner, great entrepreneur with great companies he's already had. He's come in and really taken Stephen Crowder's operation to the next level. And so here we are talking about this because it's a snapshot into the underworld of the New World Order and how it comes after us.
Absolutely. So, Alex, I think you understated, man. You've been backed over 100 times by this thing. You've tasted every single piece of machinery on the bus that they've been trying to run you over with. But like you said, we didn't want to do any of this. None of this had to be this way, right? We weren't looking to end up in lawsuits with people and end up talking about it on our show. Like, we want to do comedy. We want to talk politics. We want to talk about the important issues of the day and produce content that people enjoy. But what people didn't know kind of came out a little bit yesterday. Jared released a video trying to raise some funds, make some claims about us that were completely bogus claims that we addressed. And I'll give you a bit of a timeline here in a second. But for the last year and a half, what people didn't know is that everything that they saw in public was a well-orchestrated plan. And I'll read some of these assets to you. You can go to my Twitter handle at G Morgan Jr. and see all of those there. But the plan was to assimilate damaging PR assets and wage a negative publicity campaign against Stephen. Right? Negative campaign against Stephen. And the basic intent was to try and get more out of him. And so I'll just read what was from Hillary's father. Again, we're not coming with speculation. We're not coming with opinions. This is stuff that is publicly available, that is in these lawsuits that you can go and find, that I can give you the receipts.
And again, not everybody follows this. So this is the is the soon-to-be ex-wife.
Soon-to-be ex-wife.
This has been going on 3 years. They made it public. Yep. And now this stuff sounds like DNC hacked emails or something. I mean, the terms they use, I mean, this sounds like something that, I'm not saying it came out of Langley, Virginia, but it's that's what the stuff in WikiLeaks reads like. Start reading this.
Yeah, so this is a message from Hillary's father to the family, and Hillary liked it. So the type of team I want, they understand right-wing media, they are familiar with who Stephen is and that world, and things that would destabilize him. Like, Alex, you've been through this. Things that would destabilize a person. And I'll tell you why. Fully understand and agree that Hillary's goals and expectations for the outcome of this divorce are reasonable and attainable, not necessarily according to Texas family law precedent, but by employing a media Brian Friedman and PR strategy that will significantly threaten this public persona and brand. The reason that this was happening, they were going through divorce, got it. Those things happen. It sucks when it happens. It can get messy sometimes because people are frustrated. Totally understand that. When a campaign is launched in April of last year, and even really before that, but really came to a head with the release of a Ring video last year, when that campaign is launched and then hit piece after hit piece after hit piece, Alex, you were here when a lot of that stuff was going on. You were advising us. You were giving Stephen some very good advice on how to deal with this. You told us, like, guys, these people are going to come after you. They're going to try to take you out. We're heading into an election season. They're going to do everything that they can to shut you up. So everybody's going to try to jump on this bandwagon. Well, they did. And we found out that it was a well-coordinated strike. They were trying to leverage Stephen, damage his brand enough to where then Stephen's brand, his image, his name, everything that he has built in his entire career would be crumbling around him, and he would finally bend the knee and come and say, make it stop, no more.
And
they
said that in there. And they say that in the emails, and they say, and then we'll get the money. So they're literally saying, we're going to do this to take over his operation. Start reading.
Yeah, and so there is actually one of them. These are some text message scenarios text messages that we were actually able to pull, right? So this is from Hillary really quickly, just to say, like, Stephen offered a lot of money. Stephen offered more money than he'd ever made in his career to Hillary. And from Hillary, there's a text here between her and her mother. The financial offer was serious and the business evaluator, and both of my attorneys agreed the financial offer was good. She then rejected that offer. Again, it goes back to assimilate damaging PR assets and wage a negative publicity campaign against Stephen, and then tell him how to make it all go away. Like, this is from their family. This isn't just like a private divorce like we wanted. And then she loops in former employees. Jared was one of those former employees that she hadn't had much, if any, communication with over, I think, the 5 or 6 years since he left the show. And all of a sudden, best friends flying out to meet with him. We have all the receipts for this with pictures that they posted that were discovered saying, hey, you know, there's damaging things that we can do. Let's team up together. I have a quote from Jared basically saying that, you know, if we team up, here, I'll read it to you. On February 20th, 2023, Jared says this: any scenario where Hillary and I team up is the end of him, meaning Stephen. It's his worst nightmare. Watch the real fear enter his eye when Tim asks the question. Alex, it's just this intimidation campaign. It's a campaign to extort the business, to try to get Stephen to bend the knee, go after him with sleazy Hollywood lawyers to try to get a campaign going. The same guy, by the way, Brian Friedman, same guy that represented the false accuser of Trevor Bauer. Do you remember that story? The baseball player that just was vindicated? Doesn't matter. His $100 million baseball contract, gone. MLB status as a pitcher, gone. Doesn't matter that it comes out that he didn't do any of this stuff. The lawyer went to the media and said, you know what we can do? We can put so much pressure on him. He's got a $100 million contract. This is me speculating. Man, if we go out there and put this out in public, he will bend the knee and he will pay whatever amount we ask him to.
And
same
kind
of stuff was going on with Stephen.
The PR campaign is out of thousands of hours of Ring cameras on the back porch and on the side of the house, edited little clips where he one time says, you better stop pushing me. And then basically, he becomes, you know, Sean Connery. Sometimes you got to give a woman a good smack. Everything then rests on that. He's no longer. He's no longer a funny comedian. He's no longer one of the top talk show hosts in the country.
Right.
And now the liberal establishment media all grabs that. Oh, but where'd all the other footage go? All the edited footage was released, but none of the whole footage. Court found that got deleted, didn't it?
Yes, it's called spoliation of evidence. She was under a court order not to delete the footage. She deleted all the footage from that home and the other home that they have, the Lake Residence. I believe it's over 2,000 hours of footage that was deleted and over 8,000 hours that was just never turned over. And by the way, that video that you're talking about released, I know all of the context to that video. I know the claims that she made, and she knows that they are false. Alex, do you know how I know? Because she said it not only to my wife, in a recorded session with their therapist that took place in my home. I haven't released that, but I know it to be fact because Hillary herself said it. It's absolutely a lie. She knows it's a lie. She's used it to manipulate both me and everybody else when they release a video like that and she doesn't include any context of what was going on. And you can say Stephen was being a jerk on the patio. Being a jerk, fine. I understand that. You need to know everything else that was going on there. People argue. It's messy. Stephen said it himself. I'm not perfect.
But that's how this works. That's how this works, though, is, again, the corporate media, the establishment, the people behind the scenes manipulating the different individuals. And there's a lot more damning stuff in the emails. I mean, it's all right there. So read some more of it in the time we have.
Well, so let me just kind of go through here another one between Hillary's father to Hillary and other family members in another group text. The longer the divorce proceedings go on, the worse the outcome for S. Crowder, Stephen Crowder. Developing damaging OKPR assets should be pursued. That deliverable is up to us, not the legal team. I wonder why it's up to you and not the legal team. I wonder why three divorce attorneys later, people have been leaving left and right, man. Like, I wonder why that's up to you. It's because that's not what you're supposed to do in a divorce. You're supposed to handle this privately, which is what Stephen wanted to do until the divorce proceedings, I think, were leaked first by Abby Libby on Twitter. We hadn't mentioned it.
But that's a key point because the whole divorce system talks, especially when I'm successful, you guys are successful, you have top lawyers. So top lawyers talk to the other lawyers. And yeah, what three rounds of lawyers reportedly wouldn't do what they were being told to do. So then they go get this famous sleazebag.
Yeah. And they get Brian Friedman to launch a campaign against us and to get articles published. They try to make us look as bad as possible, and we didn't comment on all this stuff. It wasn't true, but we didn't comment on these things because we didn't want to. But let me. Here's two things that I want you to know. I went back to destabilizing Stephen Crowder. Hillary tried to have Joe Lewis taken away from Stephen Crowder, his dog.
Crew, can you go just online and type in Stephen Crowder's dog, Joe Lewis? I mean, this dog is a sweetheart.
Absolute sweetheart. You know the dog. I mean, Joe Lewis, it just wants pets from everybody. She tried to have him removed. She falsely claimed that Joe was dangerous, citing the previous owner. Okay.
And by the way, this dog is a large hunting dog that's as nice as a Labrador. Yeah. These are known as one of the nicest breeds. What's the type? I looked into them.
A Dogo Argentino.
Yeah.
So fantastic. I let this dog hang out, like licks my kids' noses. They love him to death. Like, I've got two very young kids. No problem whatsoever. Fortunately, Stephen had kept the contact information for the previous owner, reached out, and they signed an affidavit stating that it was not only false, but it was the exact opposite. This is a very friendly dog. There's no problem with this dog being anywhere, but she tried to have him removed. Again, everything that you can in a well-orchestrated plan to destabilize Stephen Crowder. Here's the other thing. She also claimed that she was poor. Basically, in one of her responses, when we sued her for extortion, essentially tortious interference, she basically said, like, I don't have enough money to do that. Well, she's being paid $25,000 per month by Stephen Crowder right now. And according to Texas family law, when you get a divorce, all of the divorce expenses are paid out of community assets, the estate for the marital estate. And Stephen Crowder is the only one currently contributing to that estate. You can do the math there. The man is paying to sue himself. It is absolutely unbelievable. And Alex, all of that, as bad as that is, would have stayed private, except for relentless, repeated violations of agreements by Jared that you voluntarily entered. He repeatedly violated that agreement, and an obvious pattern of behavior of this PR campaign that is never ending from Hillary and her team. Otherwise, even then, all of that stuff would have stayed private. It's hard. It's difficult for people to go out there and to assume the worst about you and to attack you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They do it all the time, and you stay quiet. You stay quiet. You can't stay quiet anymore. It's time for the facts to come out in this.
All right, well, to be specific, people can all go read it on your handle on X, and they can read the lawsuit that is alleging extortion. And I think with these emails, you just read some of them, I will give my opinion. I think this is a clear cut because, hey, his offer's very reasonable. The multiple sets of lawyers say that. They won't take it. They quit. More lawyers come in, and they're talking about, we're going to deliver this stuff to the media. You know, I mean, didn't she want, like, control of the company or something? Some of this is from memory.
She just basically is asserting, again, all this information is public information. She was basically just asserting, like, that's hers. Everything is hers. We don't get to do Mug Club. That's hers. We don't get to do our undercover unit. That's hers. We don't get to hire people. We don't get to partner with people. That's all hers. Every single bit of it is hers. It's always more, 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 more. And look, it just has to stop. The only way that we can get it to stop is to come out and tell you guys the truth and provide receipts.
Well, that's exactly what happened in my case. And what ended up happening when the individual literally wanted everything was they got very little and expended the money that was there in the fight. So
yeah,
it's very sad to watch people behave like this.
Yeah, this could have been handled so much differently. Like, it gives me no pleasure to be in the position that I'm in where I have to choose between defending the 30 plus employees that are working here in this company or suing somebody. I don't have a choice. If you back me into that corner, I will absolutely fight like hell to make sure that I save this company and the people that work here and what
we
do.
Well, it's about, the employees are important and so is Stephen's name, but, and of course the children who are darling, but know them well, but they're always up at the office, but this is about the country and free speech, and it's about tactics that are used that are the same over and over and over again. And so that's why this is so important. But for anybody, while you guys basically stayed silent, that wanted to attack you guys, they certainly have egg on their face. These emails are damning to the other side. They are totally vindicating Steven Crowder and the whole operation.
Yeah. Well, and I hope people will go and read them and take a look at them and look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And again, we don't want any more to come out. We've got more. We haven't put everything out.
Oh boy, do you.
We want to make we just want everybody to agree to go and do what they said legally that they would do. That's it. And handle the divorce privately. We're happy to do that. This is just trying to make sure that that happens. They've shown no willingness to do that.
Well, have you seen The Wizard of Oz where she tries to take Toto? I mean, come on, come on, come on, Hillary.
I know.
I mean, you're not casting for the next Wizard of Oz here, are you, to fly around on a broom? I mean, just stop it. You're going to lose. I mean,
well, this isn't the first dog that she's done something like this to. It's there's another one in the mix that anybody know where Betty went? I'll let some people do some research there. This is a pattern of behavior.
And then also
Alex,
the threats being delivered to the house.
Yep. She doxed. This is in the text message. She doxed the address that was a private address that I personally went through great lengths to make sure never got out because Steven sometimes riles people up, go figure, tell some jokes maybe that they don't like. And the kids sleep there part of the time because he has this kind of shared custody agreement, whatever they have in place. And she intentionally doxed it, saying, I wish people would know that he lives at this address, and states the address. And then shortly after that, a package arrives that's a threatening package, a potato. It's the weirdest thing in the world that had a threatening message written on it that happened to come from the post office within about 10 miles of where Jared lives. And she docks the address to Jared. It's very, very easy to see what was going on there. And of course, Stephen had no idea at the time that happened. Just got a package
from somebody, all of a sudden,
your safety is compromised.
Look, I do this show to fight the New World Order. I got into this because I wanted to defend the Second Amendment and property rights 30 years ago. But a lot of people get into conservative media because it's popular, but because they're Hollywood types and they're not. It's very dangerous, folks, hiring people. We've overall done well for the amount of employees we have compared to other people. But it's in Hollywood. It's in all the major news media, the constant lawsuits, the constant backstabbing, the constant sexual harassment crap, the constant everything. And it's just what's bringing this culture down. Liberalism and the left is everywhere. Hey, God bless you. How do people, again, go find the documents? I'm going to repost
them. Go find
them.
The document. Yeah. Thank you for reposting. I appreciate it. Check us out on X. You can go to @GMorganJr. You'll see all of them there. And then obviously we did the video this morning detailing all of that. So keep up the fight, brother. I love seeing you.
Okay, listen. My only advice, and I know this is, and to Stephen, because I know he's a sweet guy and it upsets him, is to just enjoy it. Because you wouldn't be getting this type of spiritual attack. That's what directs it all.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing great work, and you guys have so many great fans. Everywhere I go, people bring up the show, and I love to be part of it. And you guys are an awesome operation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate it. A lot.
See you, Gerald. All right, folks, that's what goes on. So, we got all this important stuff in the world, but when one of the top conservative talk show hosts in the country is being flame broiled and had all the goods before, and like Gerald said, because I've been shown it, I'm like, no, I believe you. And they're like, no, look at it. And I was even shown more stuff to do with the Daily Wire that they never even brought out. And that's the only reason they got in this defensive position, was they were discovering all this stuff going on. And it's just a mess, folks. All right, I'm going to shift gears into all the big world news and all the incredible stuff going on when we start the next hour. And that's just in 2 minutes. We'll be back. It is a jam-packed transmission. The bombing of Rafah began yesterday. Huge developments on the Ukraine situation. The FSB says it was the U.S. and NATO that attacked the theater. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The heart of the American dream is in cardiac arrest.
In the first 9 months of last year, private investors bought 3,196 single-family homes in our greater metropolitan area. One out of every seven houses sold.
40% from the start of the pandemic.
In the final half of 2022, the typical U.S. home sold for a record-shattering $468,000. Massive private equity firms like Blackstone and Pradium Partners have backed a relatively new breed of homeowner, the corporation. This growing industry buys or builds single-family homes and then rents them out.
New data reveals that economists have been sugarcoating the rate at which financial Goliaths have been swallowing up America's single-family homes. The previous number they estimated had already been a painful lowball of only 18-23% of single-family homes being purchased. That lie was merely intended to help the poison go down. Because in 2023, private equity firms bought up nearly half, 44% of single-family homes in America. The middle-class American homeowner's dream is now an American renter's nightmare.
Our generation will not be homeowners. They will have us permanently renting.
Meanwhile, the real estate industry is collapsing under the weight of corporate lawfare.
This is insane. Realtors are about to have their commissions cut in half.
And if that wasn't enough to crush the middle class, the lack of serious laws regarding squatters' rights is the perfect enticement for Biden's invading border army.
Existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
You shouldn't be trying to steal my house. Yes, you are.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
This woman was trying to get inside her own home, but the previous owner refused to leave.
Hey. I saw like about 20 people at my property trying to move in as fast as they could.
After her previous tenant moved out, the home had only been vacant for 10 days.
Unfortunately, some of these squatters have gotten pretty sophisticated.
This guy just come out of nowhere saying he purchased a home and just took a home.
It's a tactic real estate attorneys say they're starting to see all too often.
Attorney Richard Olympic says they're called wrongful foreclosures or forged deeds. It's when thieves use forged documents to gain ownership of unaware homeowners' properties.
There's no People's Court for challenging a wrongful foreclosure or forged deed. So that's the fundamental problem.
Squatters have turned a mansion into a party house. Police have tried and failed to shut down that party mansion since it started.
People in a local apartment complex say squatters are breaking into their homes and even being violent.
Buying a dream home turned into a nightmare. You heard him. For this family from Queens. The house came with something the new owners did not bargain for, a squatter.
I think if we criminalize, you know, no squatting in residential maintained properties, that's going to solve a lot of these issues. and send it to criminal court and let law enforcement act.
It's not right that my wife had to quit her job 9 months ago. I had to quit beforehand, get myself prepared down here in Texas, because we're next to Eagle Pass, and we quit our jobs 9 months ago. And guess what? We have to watch our household day and night to protect our own land down here. And I'm telling you, these illegals that are coming in, get ready, people, because nobody's doing anything. Nobody's talking. It's all talk. I just want you to know they busted down the gates in front of our military, literally busted down the gates, ran right past them, thousands of them. They didn't do anything.
Lobbyist lapdogs in D.C.'s country club of hubris are on course to drain the country dry and hand it over to the World Economic Forum, meeting the goals of the United Nations Agenda 2030.
And as we rebuild our cities and as we rebuild our country to ensure that every single person has a home, we need to invest and pass the Green New Deal for public housing.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right.
It deals with the issue of the climate catastrophe that we are living in. We must also pass the Green New Deal for public schools. Because the Green New Deal for public schools, working in conjunction with the Green New Deal for public housing, is a
they destroy the economy
and
they take over as the saviors.
Marginalized communities.
Throw the bastards out, every last one of them. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to do a two-hour, with a bunch of special guests, deep dive on the April 8th total solar eclipse that the federal government is doing martial law drills with. Not because I believe something big is going to happen on that date, but because they're drilling and getting ready for command and control if they try to bring in full martial law during the election or when Trump is president-elect. We are in a very dangerous time with 222 days left until this election. I'm going to do a deep dive, if everybody wants me to, on the red heifer, the situation in Israel, because I get besieged on the street with questions about this. I mean, everywhere I go, people want to know about those two subjects. So deep dive, already covered it some last hour. We'll put that out on X a little bit later in the show. We have Rabbi Shmuley, who's been viral for years, who has been attacking Candace Owens and other people. He's been attacking me. So I invited him on the show, and he said, I will come on, and I will debate you, and I will digitally decapitate you. And I talked to him yesterday. I said, dude, I just invited you on the show. It's like when Kanye West was here. I disagree with a lot of what he had to say. I just let the guy talk. Okay, so... But if he wants to get into a debate with me, he finally figured it out. He said, well, what do you want to debate? I said, you're the one who wants to debate. Do you even know what I want to talk to you about? He said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I want to see whether you're a comedian or you're really crazy. Or whether he thinks I'm crazy. And they really want me to get his name right. It's Rabbi Shmuley Boteha. Okay. That's coming up. And speaking of that, a little prelude here. When I said last week that I think Israel is really entering the genocide area here, I got criticized by a lot of people and also got a lot of praise. And all I said was that when you start carpet bombing in the north and you push everybody all the way down to the south and then you're shooting fish in a barrel, and you're killing thousands of children every week, it is horrible PR for Israel. Plus, more importantly, those children didn't do anything to anybody. But you heard Netanyahu declare Amalek. That's how you pronounce it in the Old Testament. Kill everybody, men, women, children. Well, that's what the genocide law of 1947 was passed for, because of the attempted genocide that Hitler tried to carry out against the Jews and did a pretty substantive job of completing.
And then you've got the whole crowd that says Hitler wasn't targeting the Jews, even though the final solution's Nazi documents. Now, you can talk about how big it was or was it exaggerated. The records aren't clear on World War II. It was bad. Hitler killed a bunch of other people, too. Something like 7 million Poles. 26 million Russians. Hitler killed a bunch of people. So, but isn't it familiar here, and isn't it apropos in a very sad way, that this law, was this international treaty, was created because of the horror of what the world thought of what Hitler did to the Jews and others, but it specifically was written, the genocide law, and it's similar to the U.S. law, pretty much word for word, that came out after Nuremberg. So it's written and inspired by what happened to the Jews. And what are people in Israel doing? Well, they're doing a lot of things, but those that are pro, wipe all the Muslims out, kill all the Palestinian crowd, either say, no, we're not killing innocent people, or, oh, we're only targeting Hamas. But then separately, you've got all the other big talk show hosts and Knesset members and rabbis saying, yeah, Amalek, or Amalek, how do you pronounce it right? Pull up the Netanyahu clip where he says it. Yeah, we are going to kill all these people because they're going to grow up and kill us. Well, that's what Hitler was saying about the Jews. So this is bad, folks. You can't sit there and say it's wrong to target men, women, and children of one group and then say it's okay on the other hand. That doesn't say October 7th wasn't terrible, and I said it was, and it was wrong, and the whole thing's suspicious with the Israeli stand down. And the Biden money to Iran, we know Hezbollah was heavily involved financing all that. The thing is very, very, very suspicious. Now, continuing, here's what Trump said. So now is Trump anti-Israel? No. He's saying you are really painting yourself into a corner. Trump tells Israel it made a big mistake. He went on to say that Israel's losing a lot of support and trust, and he's to finish up the war. And he went on to say that, well, you can read the whole thing. It's on Infowars.com. He put it out on Truth Social. He also gave an interview to a big Israeli newspaper. And he says, you see the images day after day of men, women, and children being blown up and buildings falling down on children. And he said, this is not good. And I totally agree with what Trump's saying. Israel unleashes major airstrike on Syria and deep inside Lebanon, as well as bombing southern Gaza yesterday. And I'm told it's ongoing right now. UN expert report accuses Israel of committing genocide. The head advisor to the UN Genocide Committee says that three of the five parameters of genocide have been fulfilled and that the evidence shows that it is the anatomy of genocide. The 1948 Genocide Convention, which was enacted in the wake of the mass murder of Jews and Nazi Holocaust, defines genocide as acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva has rejected the report and maintain that the war is targeting the Islamist group Hamas, not the Palestinian civilians. There's another report on Infowars.com. Israel's attempt to eradicate Hamas is only leading to even greater radicalization. Exactly. And it continues. So we can roll this footage. I mean, just look at this little girl. This is new footage today or yesterday. Palestinian 11-year-old girl, Raza Arafat, cries after losing her entire family to Israeli airstrikes on Rafah in Gaza and the news that her leg has been amputated when she woke up. Go ahead and roll it with audio. Oh my God, I want my leg back.
Oh, What's that?
All right. I don't like showing this stuff, but it's got to be seen. You know, I was alive then, and I guess I was at the end of it. I didn't support communism or Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, but we became the bad guys over there, and it was images of little girls with their skin burned off running down the street naked and their skin falling off from napalm that turned America against that war, and it still took us 7 years after that footage aired on Walter Cronkite to turn that around and stop that war. Now it's one of our best allies in the world, and we're doing big gangbuster business with Vietnam. What is the biblical story of Amalek, and why is it being used in South Africa's ICG case against Israel? Yeah, they've got that war crimes tribunal thing going on, and it's because Netanyahu said we are invoking Amalek, which means genocide. Kill everyone, including the animals, not just the men, women, and children. So there are almost 2 billion Muslims in the world. And if you sit there and you kill 100,000 Palestinians, I think it's up to like 40,000 now, 14,000, 15,000 children. What does that do? More Muslims will just pour in. More are going to attack. It's only going to get worse. And anybody can look at that who's got a brain and say, this is terrible. It's terrible for those dying. It's going to be terrible for Israel. And I'm not lessening the death of the Palestinians, but I have a rule. When I'm being shown this by the corporate media and the left is hyping it up, and the left is bringing the Islamists that are left over here, what's the larger plan there? And then if you expand on that, where is the UN? Where is its place? Because I'm not saying this doesn't rise the level of genocide because of the admissions and the indiscriminate targeting that's clear. But if you've got a judge presiding over you that's done things far worse, how is that judge right to sit over you? So the UN didn't stand by in the 93, wasn't it? Rwandan genocide. Look up the date. I'm going from memory. Where they killed over 1.5 million Christians that were a minority but were the most successful in Rwanda. And the UN helped round them up and then helped them be murdered when they would try to rush out of the refugee camps. Was a war between the Hutus and the Tutsis, they would kill the Christians with machine guns and rape them and hack them up. So this all, what Israel's doing, lets the UN play the part of the good guy and makes the UN court look legitimate. 94, excuse me. Rwandan genocide. The Rwandan genocide, also known as the genocide against the Tutsi, occurred between the 7th of April and the 5th of July, 1994, during the Rwanda Civil War. During this period of around 100 days, members of the Tutsi minority ethnic, as well as some moderate Hutu and Twa, were killed by armed Hulu militants. Although the Constitution of Rwanda states that more than 1 million people perished in genocide, the actual number of fatalities is unclear. And some estimates suggest that the real number killed was likely lower. Most widely accepted scholarly estimates between 500 and 800,000 Tutsi deaths. Okay, so the UN backed, because the Christians, they got Christian missionaries, got there 300 years ago, got certain tribes become Christian because they were now Christian. They had systems and they developed a lot of infrastructure and wealth. But they were a minority. And there are a lot of Amish in South America. Most people don't know that. But all the time, communists will take over, and they'll try to take out the Amish. But even the other communists say, no, don't do that. They're producing most of our food. So they just leave the Amish alone. So it's basically the same story, but just black on black. And again, you can look into this. The UN orchestrated it, presided over it, was part of it, and the UN has done so many other terrible things, like with Bill Gates pushed the poison shot, and they want a world tree to take over our bodies. So I want our country out of the UN, and I don't expect Israel to take orders from the UN either. And I don't think the UN is in a position to lecture Israel. But I've never been part of mass genocides, and I've never killed anybody. I guess one guy died later, but that wasn't my fault. He attacked me, but he, you know, and then they weren't 100% sure he died from the beating he got. But the point was, technically, I've killed some of my children. That's not true. I've paid for abortions when I was younger and stupid and a teenager, and I repent of it. So I guess I am a murderer, actually. But the point is that I've not consciously gone out and committed mass genocides like the UN. And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I just have a moral responsibility to tell it like I see it. And Israel had the world's compassion and support and aid when the October 7th event happened. And I'm all for Hamas's leadership being taken out. But you can't then not look at history and say, why did Israel help create Hamas in the late 70s? Why did they stand down? There's something bigger going on here. And it's about global conflict and regional crisis that'll keep Netanyahu in power. Because he said, we'll have an investigation October 7th once this is over. Well, now they say it's never going to end. And so Israel wants to secure its territory. It wants to get rid of the Palestinian problem. Again, where have I heard of that before? So this is a final solution. Israel's carrying out a final solution on the Palestinians right now in a genocidal arc. And I think if Israel pulls back now, it'll still have support, but it's still been irrevocably damaged. If Israel continues on, because you know the Israelis aren't stupid, they know exactly what they're doing, and that is creating a permanent state of war and Israel cut off from the rest of the world. And one of the most dangerous places in the world. And then separately, NATO says they want a permanent war with Russia in a stalemate. They say all last decades, and the French defense minister and economics minister said a month ago, our new economy will be based on war. And Germany's talking like that, and Sweden and the UK. Got to get on a permanent war footing. So the world's getting very dark, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the dusk here. Going into the night, and the world is a powder keg, and so many issues are being exacerbated while the globalists cut off the fertilizer and the food and the energy and put people deeper into debt and weaponize the culture and turn different groups against each other. This is how the global ruling class plans to control the world population and create a collapse of energy and food that will lead to mass starvation and death and even greater destabilization. And that's what these governments do. That's what these systems do. And just like the globalists are destabilizing the Middle East and destabilizing Eastern Europe and the Balkans and the Caucasus, they are destabilizing us. Look at our borders. This is a very evil, sick plan that the Black Rocks of the world, the big defense contractors of the world brag about and discuss. And strangely enough, a few days ago, Kamala Harris still sounded like a complete moron, but she was able to string sentences together that made sense. Like, pull that clip up. She says, I've looked at the maps, and they have nowhere to go. Yes, genius, they have the sea on one side, and they have Egypt on the other side. And a giant three-layer Israeli wall on the other, and barbed wire. And they're being pushed into the ocean, as Ramses II tried to push the Jews into the ocean. And that historically happened. You can debate whether the sea parted and all that, but that's on the hieroglyphs that Ramses II indeed chased them all the way to the sea and then suffered some big defeat. So it's not good optics. And that's if you're a cold-blooded sociopath, it's bad optics and is irrevocable and will have generational effects on the world's view of Israel. And my desire is not to see Israel disappear. Plus, Israel has nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere without the Samson option, which is triggering a worldwide nuclear war. That's official. So I'm glad Kamala studied the maps. And again, even Biden says stop. He says Israel's hurting themselves by this. Biden is a foaming at the mouth pro-Israel guy and pro-war. Why is he saying that? Because it's a PR disaster. Again, Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making mistakes. Well, Israel is not my enemy, and I don't fetishize the hatred of Jews and Israel. On the other hand, the ADL and the left and Israel promote anti-gun and anti-free speech stuff here. The Israel lobby wants America to be some type of captured vassal servant of Israel. And I know the Pentagon uses it the other way around, like a land-based aircraft carrier. But the arrogance, the chutzpah that we see, and the two-sided policies, oh, this policy for Israel, but they don't want those policies for us. I mean, look, Israel's gotten a get-out-of-jail-free card. Israel has race-mixing laws where you will be kicked out of the country or arrested if you marry a Jew. Did you know that? It's a fact. Now, okay, you want your own people? You want your own country? I think people have a right to their own identity. I don't get mad at the black separatists that want to be with the black people and want to do their own thing. I think people have a right to do that. I think Randy Weaver had a right to say, I'm sick of this, and I'm sick of everybody hating white people, and I'm going to go live on the top of a mountain with my wife and kids. He wasn't a white supremacist. He didn't hate other groups. I knew him well, but he wanted to be his own person. So, okay, if a large section of the folks in Israel don't want to have anything but Jews around, it's like your own club, all right. But don't turn around then and say the existence of white Christians and through the academia and all of it, promote inherently that Western culture is bad. What is that? Like, you can only marry Jews in Israel. Jews can only marry Jews. But the existence of white people and the whole leftist academic canon is anti-Western. It's insane. So, and I know Israel's different blocks and different groups, so these are generalizations, but I've said my piece on this. I want to get into the big Moscow attack news, the biggest yet. The FSB is now saying, no, we got evidence it was the West. We're also going to look at the huge poison shot news that's really piled up in the last 5 days that I haven't covered. Huge developments there and so much more, dealing with the wave of mass censorship that's coming. If you think it's been bad so far, get ready now. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit the Moscow news. I'm going to hit the censorship news. I'm going to hit the border news. I'm going to hit the poison shot news all before this hour ends. And then we have His Holiness, Rabbi Shmuley Botag, joining us coming up for, I guess, a debate. I'll be happy to debate him. But I really just want to actually see if this guy can be serious for more than 10 seconds. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. All right, let's race through the news here in the next half hour ahead of Rabbi Shmuley joining us. Overhead shot. This is BBC. Moscow attack. Russia blames West and Kiev for jihadist massacre. And they say from the evidence they got, where they captured them trying to get back into Ukraine, and from the interrogations that they were trained in Ukraine by NATO and the United States. They're going to be putting a report out on that soon. Here's another headline, Infowars.com. Initial information from Crocus City Hall attack suspects proves Ukraine link, FSB chief says. That's a big deal. Kremlin reveals conditions for talks with the U.S. to end the war with Ukraine, knowing the U.S. really runs it all, just speaking directly to Washington. NATO's use of depleted uranium linked to cancer epidemic, Serbian lawyer. That's been totally proven by the Pentagon in their own studies. NATO tells Ukraine to bolster troop numbers through accelerated conscription. Biden calls Putin a butcher. Russia rejects U.S. sea annexations of islands in the Arctic. Ukraine war briefing, third of Russia's Black Sea fleet sunk or crippled, London Guardian. This is a big, fat war that is going down, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now let's move to the border stack here. We're going to move quickly through all of this. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and again, these are not in the stack according to their importance. It's just, there's just too much of it to me to even decide what's most important. You can decide. New York City Mayor Eric Adams gave prepaid debit cards for illegal aliens. Sparks debate because he acts like he's against it, but he's behind it. We'll go over some of the numbers in a moment. This is a key article on Infowars.com. Germany, foreigners responsible, not migrants, for 100% of serious sexual assault cases in Frankfurt, 57.4% of all crimes. That's statistics from the city of Frankfurt. And we see similar numbers around the world. Because who's getting out of the collapsed third world? Young military-age men. And what do military-age men do when they're off the hook, whatever they want? Mob rule kicks in. That's why in most wars, during occupations, there's mass crime and rape. Well, this is an invasion. This is a military operation, so they're doing it. Scene of the crime. Border Patrol lifted razor wire at Rio Grande for hundreds of illegals before they broke through the next level and didn't even want to be processed. More blood on Biden. Illegal shoots and kills 25-year-old Michigan woman. University of Arizona offers students college credit in exchange for helping charity facilitate illegal immigration. They're mobilized the colleges, all the bureaucracies in the country. Illegal alien charged with murdering woman during carjacking. Migrant families begin leaving New York City hotels as first eviction notices kick in. And they're being moved to, again, red states. Big, thick, 15-page AP report admits it all. This is the strategy to take over. Video, it's up on Infowars.com. Cop corruption. San Antonio police found to be protecting human smuggling as side gigs for extra cash. And here is an excellent, and I reposted this. I reposted this on Real Alex Jones on X. Harrison Smith put out this viral post yesterday, and then he gave all the receipts in the big post. What if, instead of taxing you, the government gave you $1,400 cash every month? What if it paid your rent for up to $9,000 a month and bought your groceries and paid for a maid and laundry service? What if it paid for your air travel? What if it offered free babysitters, free daycare and preschool? What if they paid for all your health care, including hospitals and dentists, and didn't push the poison shot on you either? What if it held community events where all the kids in the neighborhood go out on a free field trip? What if it was pouring billions of dollars into improving the infrastructure in your neighborhood? Because they're doing all of this and more for the illegal aliens. And it's not just saying what, if rhetorically. Really think about how your life would be if you got all this. It's excessive, honestly. But this is how the government is treating total foreigners. This is how the government's treating total foreigners who've never contributed a day's work to this country. All because they downloaded an app and clicked I'm claiming asylum button. 90% of Americans will work their asses off all week to pay for this, and we still have to do our own laundry. And then he put a bunch of links to mainstream news and government documents confirming all of this. So let's go over the list. Freebies for illegals, a comprehensive list General welfare costs for illegal aliens. Free hotel rooms at $150 a day. Three meals a day at $64 per person per diem a day. Free on-site medical and dental services, including condoms. Special diet for Ramadan. Free same-day dry cleaning with pickup and delivery. Free housekeeping twice a week. Free cell phones, chargers, charging ports. Free tablets, iPads. Free clothing, new and used. Everyone got new free winter coat, gloves, and shoes. Free toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, special ethnic shampoos, skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine products. And for the children, free diapers, wipes, diaper pails, cribs, bassinets, playpens, baby bottles, baby formula, free car seats, free new mother bags, playrooms for young illegals with free toys and books, which must be replaced often because of destruction. And here's some of the articles that back it up. Feds pay for room service, laundry, and babysitters for illegal immigrants kept in hotels. Washington Times. Look at the crazy list of things illegal immigrants get for free in liberal Massachusetts. It's even worse. And on top of all that, they give them debit cards of up to $3,000 to $4,000 a month, depending on what Democrat controlled area. And once they're there 6 months a year, they then ship them into enclaves the Democrats have set up with federal and state funding to your town or your city. And then they pass laws so they can vote and be police and be military and own guns. But you can't as a citizen if the government has its way. So there's all of that news. Isn't that special, as they say? Now, I mentioned this a few days ago and barely covered it. And I guess I'm doing it again. But this is just a huge article. Because it's the model of what's already happened here under the radar. But in some of the congressional hearings, it's all come out that big tech is being paid by government, including the feds here, but in the EU, $20 billion in the last year alone to not just censor Facebook and Instagram. Facebook's been hard to do it, but to censor everybody else for the government. Remember when Google, 13, 14 years ago, it was a major headline, Google moves into the former Stasi headquarters in East Germany, the secret police headquarters. They rented it. They moved in. And Google's a big part of this, too. So they are part of the government. The government's part of them. It's completely illegal. And now they're rolling this out, spying on the people so the police can come arrest you if they don't like what you say or what you do, or if you join the wrong political party. You get fired, your church kicks you out. It's all in a database. If you vote for the Nationalist Party, it's like milquetoast Republican style. That's the level of harassment. There it is. Make police states hip again. Google offered Stasi HQ for new Berlin office. Last time I checked, they moved in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to come back, get more into that. And, well, this debate with the rabbi. Schmoly should be interesting. That's coming up in just about 12 minutes. Infowars.com/show and video. Radio stations all over the country, some TV stations and cable. And of course, Real Alex Jones. You still can't promote on X band.video. It's still blocked. But the site you go to that is the whole index and it's the same site, the site you promote is madmaxworld.tv. They haven't blocked that URL in a year. So that's how you get around the censors. Finishing up the censorship news, a wave of censorship is coming ahead of the European elections. Such a key article from all the way back on the 25th, 2 days ago. You need to go read this, man. $20 billion last year, Facebook to run censorship over the entire EU, 450 million souls. And they are fining and arresting people for nothing. And the globalists are bringing this here. Canada's passing laws to do the same thing. I mean, this is happening. This is so dangerous. Here's an example. Freedom of speech dead. German businessman fined 6,000 euros for billboard mocking Green Party politicians. Absolutely dangerous. Another article on InfoWars.com. If Republicans succeed at banning TikTok, you can say goodbye to InfoWars and Brighteon and all the other independent sites. Because they say, oh, it's only for foreign interference. They call everything foreign interference. German doctor refuses to treat AFD politician. Churches are kicking people out that, oh, you voted for AFD, which is just a nationalist party. Biden's censorship regime blocks media access at border over embarrassing invasion video that shocked the nation. So now even Fox News, CNN, AP can't even get up there. They told the Border Patrol, keep everybody back a mile. So they've set up perimeters to keep the media out, including independent media, but the illegals can come on in. Watch. Illegal Alien explains how Biden government provides free medical lawyers and fights at taxpayer expense. I mean, it just goes, it's like Road Warrior. Vehicle catches fire. Illegal aliens top 100 miles an hour during Texas pursuit. I mean, I got to stop there because I've been talking about this since Sunday, but never got to it. And it's because how do you do this justice? This is so damn important. So we're going to be getting to that here in just a moment. Now I just dropped the stack, leaving me even harder to go through it because I had it all in order. But this is insane. Studies admitting that the mRNA accelerates cancer, causes cancer. Just, it's like Miracle-Gro for cancer. But glyphosate caused cancer. Boy, step aside. Glyphosate, hold my beer. Kate Middleton, all of it. Maybe I should do a whole special show, deep dive just on this. Because people love those. They all get like 5 million views, the special shows. We're doing one tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, 2 hours commercial-free. On the eclipse and what's really behind that, the big martial law drill that it really is, that nobody seems to figure that out, so I'll explain it. I don't say that meanly, but that's what it is, 100%. So danger in the eclipse, but the government's declared a civil emergency and is practicing running all the local governments. But speaking of commercial-free, I can't do this show without your support. Plus, we got great products you need. I really hope you'll go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad's company. And he has amazing toothpaste there, including toothpaste not available for years. It's now back in stock, but it's selling out quick. Super Blue, non-fluoride toothpaste, fortified with patented nano-silver, iodine, organic tea tree oil, peppermint, and there's no fillers. So a tiny little dot of this, I say it will last twice as long, depends on how much paste you use. It could last 10 times longer than, I mean, it really is amazing. Super Blue, we have the turmeric toothpaste, it's amazing, the activated charcoal toothpaste, all of it organic, all of it fortified with essential oils, and a bunch of other great products like the Immune Gargle Swish and Swallow with nano silver, the topical super powerful silver wound gel, and then a whole bunch of other great supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com or available at drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you for your support. DrJonesNaturals.com is a great sponsor. And then, of course, the big sponsor is InfoWarsStore.com. X3, incredible triiodine, back in stock, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest humanoid out there, super concentrated, so good for your entire body. Anti-inflammatory, on record amazing. It's 40% off, but that sale is imminently going to be ending because next week, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back, and that will go off sale, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion will go on sale. So if you want to get the turmeric, now's the time. Also still discounted, and that sale will end next week as well because we've sold out 2/3 of it. 10-hour clean energy known as Turbo Force is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. So what do you want to get? Trust me, it's amazing. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and X3 triiodine. There's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me just run through this. And you know, we got a great guest host coming up in the fourth hour, Owen Benjamin, but I'm really tempted to grab some of his time and do this. You know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? One way or another, I'm going to take 30 minutes out of tomorrow's show and cover this. But I'm going to mention it right now. In this stack right here, this is so important. There are new studies out about how mRNA causes cancer, blood clots, heart attacks. We already knew all that. But these are prestigious in the journal Nature. I like to see one of these every day now. I mean, literally. And then I said to the crew, hey, I remember 3 years ago, all these medical reports saying, oh, when you take the shot, it creates things that are like tumors. But don't worry. Don't go to the doctor if you grow what you think's a tumor. And then now the turbo cancers are off the hook. And then now there's all these headlines. Oh, young people, it's totally normal to get cancer now. And I started seeing those on buses during the rollout of COVID. Heart attacks are normal in young people. TV ads, you've seen them. In Canada, the U.S., Europe, the U.K. I mean, they knew this. They knew this in October 2000 in the FDA document that's still on their website predicting all of this. Cancer, myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes. And then they have all their little operatives go out. I saw one of the Krasenstein brothers doing this and going, yes, cancer is way up suddenly, and yes, all this is happening, but it's not connected to the shots. Everything's fine. Hidden from public. Study identifies issues with mRNA vaccine that could have fatal consequences. A peer-reviewed journal, Nature, published a study recently that identifies serious problems with mRNA vaccine technology that could have fatal consequences. You need to read the study for yourself, and I will tomorrow when we get into it. I'll dig into it. Let's continue. Oh, my gosh, it's another illegal alien murdering somebody. That just got mixed into the stack. Cancer is striking more young people, and doctors are alarmed and baffled. The Wall Street Journal. Oh, they're baffled. What is it? We don't know. Rising cancer rates among young women highlight how medical systems fall short. And the growth of cancer is faster in women. Yeah, because more women took the shot. Kate Middleton announced, speaking of young women, cancer diagnosis, stomach cancer, as many suspect COVID jab to blame. Well, they just told us in the literature it would do it. Cancer and Princess Kate, what type of diagnosis did Kate Middleton receive? Well, they say it's in her stomach, but that's a secret. All right, so we've got all that news. And then we've got all the news here dealing. Yeah, here's Brian Krasenstein. Yes, cancer rates among young people are up. No, there's no scientific evidence that anything has to do with COVID or COVID vaccines or mRNA. Okay, all right. He goes, because they've been rising for a long time. Yeah, because of the glyphosate and the chemicals, the electromagnetic radiation, the GMO. But say, here's 1979. And so cancer's here, and now it goes like this. And then you hit 2021, it goes straight up. So yeah, they're doing a good job killing us, folks. Life expectancy's dropping. World population's dropping. Well, tens of millions of people saw our arguments last week when I put out a couple of posts on X about Rabbi Shmuley and some of his comments about Candace Owens. And so usually when people attack me, they're scared to come on the show. But he said, let's go. He said, I'm going to digitally decapitate you. And I said, well, I just invited you on the show. But if you want to debate, that's fine. But I don't know what we're specifically going to debate. Whatever he wants to get into, whatever we can talk about here. He's called me a white supremacist, and I don't think most people would identify me as that. But if that's where he wants to go, I can certainly go there. Or we can talk about what's going to happen in Israel. Donald Trump came out and said, this does not look good. This has turned the world against Israel. It needs to stop. I don't support Hamas. Never did. I mean, so maybe there's a view he's got of me that I don't think is really who I am versus what he thinks. Or we can just talk about the world in general and all the things that are happening and, you know, going on with censorship and with Russia. I mean, there's so much to talk about because I've seen him do talks and events where he's very well-spoken and really scholarly sounding. And then he kind of, I guess, has a wild comedian side to him maybe where he acts like a maniac. Now, I've done that too. I've acted pretty wild on air too. So, but he's here. He rode a bike, I guess, 45 minutes to the studio. He just got in his suit. And he's there, so I appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So, what do you think this debate's about?
Well, first of all, when I say digital decapitation, what I mean is that your arguments against the Jewish people are just so insidious. They're so unchristian. Do you think that we Jews are not accustomed to the world hating us? You think it's because of Hamas and because of the war in Gaza? Jesus was a Jew and they crucified him for God's sake. Aren't you a Christian? You yourself are a Christian, correct?
Yes.
So did you not forget that Jesus was murdered by the Romans? Did you not forget there was a Holocaust of 6 million Jews? There have been people on your show that have actually denied the Holocaust or minimized the numbers. You've had people like Kanye West who said they love Hitler. I don't square your Christianity, your love of Jesus, the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, with your hatred of the Jewish people. It really confuses me. I'm not speaking now about a Jewish boy murdered at Sandy Hook in 2012, and the 28 others who were murdered that you denied. And I'm actually impressed that you still have the lights on, given that your $1.5 billion judgment against you. I don't know if you guys are pouring your special powders that you sell and maybe they energize it, or you got little hamsters going on wheels in the background. That's impressive. I just don't get your hatred of the Jewish people, your lies about Israel since October 7th, like Israel went in to take the oil in Gaza. There's as much oil in Gaza as there is potency on the fictional powders that you sell. So what is your hatred about Jews if you're a Christian? I don't get it. How could you hate Jesus' people?
Okay, so I let you go first because I didn't know what angle you were going to go with. First off, that whole Sandy Hook thing was a PR deal. I barely ever talked about it. The internet didn't believe it happened. I covered it a few times. And then they decided to do rigged events where judges found me guilty and then had show trials, similar to what we've seen happen with Trump in New York and other areas. So all of these attacks on me have only made us more popular. 99% of people see straight through it. All that stuff's been appealed. And so that's dredging something up. That would be like if I said,
I don't want to interrupt, forgive me. Is that what you live for? Popularity? You just said you're a Christian. Don't you live for God? Don't you live for ethics?
All you care about,
Jesus wasn't popular. He was hated in his lifetime.
Let's take this one at a time.
You live for popularity?
Let's take this one at a time. Because you said you do the debate and we had equal time. I think you've probably, since you came on, talked a little more than me.
You are correct.
So, no, I don't just live for popularity. I'm saying the establishment attacking me in rigged courts, people see through it, and it's backfired, just like it's backfired on Trump. But let me respond. I didn't come on with the classic anti-Jew thing that the Jews killed Jesus. I know that, and I've studied history, it's very fascinating, that the Jews were constantly fighting with each other over who had the right deal, and there was a civil war going on, and 70 years later, Titus sacked Jerusalem, and I know about the different factions, it's fascinating. To say that Pontius Pilate killed Jesus, he tried to set Jesus free. So right out of the gates, you say that the Romans, I guess they physically did it, killed Jesus, going right to the point when it was the high priest and others that demanded the Romans arrest him and said, give us Barabbas. So out of the gates, you must think the viewers don't know a historical perspective, because I wasn't going to try to go down some historical thing on the Jews here. I was going to try to have a discussion, but out of the gates. Also, if you go to Whole Foods, this is the last thing I'll say, you can talk, or you go to Central Market, they have giant sections of incredibly high-quality supplements and products that do incredible things, like turmeric. Everybody knows turmeric's incredible. Everybody knows that colloidal silver topically is amazing. I private label the top brands in the country that they've done national studies on and found we sell the very best products. So the old lame thing that I sell supplements, have you seen the GNC stores all over the country? Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, promoting the different herbal things? And you're damn right in your little joke about my pee-pee size that I do like taking things like our testosterone boosting products because they really work.
I didn't know we were going there. You know what? That was a video that I did. It was that we're gonna. I don't want to get off to a tangent.
Well, you said a lot of stuff, so I just countered some of it.
Because you defend Candace Owens, and Candace Owens humiliated the first lady of France, Brigitte Macron, who never bothered her. 70-year-old woman of three, leave her alone, saying that she has male genitals, that she's a man. And you once said that Michelle Obama's probably a man because she has no bulge. And I was kind of making fun. Well, you know, Alex, if you don't have much of a bulge, maybe you're a woman. I was kind of saying that. But let's take the humor aside for a moment. I didn't want to get into a debate on the murder of Jesus. I will in a moment. I was making a different point altogether. You come across as a classic anti-Semite. You lied that Israel went into Gaza. You said this October 10th in order to steal the oil. There is as much oil in Gaza as there is truth in your fictional products. There's no oil in Gaza. Where did you even invent that? You've never been to Gaza. I have. There is no oil in Gaza. That's just an outright anti-Semitic lie. You've had Kanye West, who loves Hitler, and you kind of contradicted it. You allowed a man who murdered the people of Jesus. How could you be a Christian and praise Hitler, who gassed 1.5 million Jewish children, the people of Jesus, 6 million Jews? How could you be a Christian and say that on 9/11, the Jews were kind of responsible for it? You're not a Christian. With all due respect, you're a Christian fraud. There's nothing religious about your saying. These are classic anti-Semitism that got Jesus killed. Now, if you want to debate the murder of Jesus, I will do that in an instant, and you're going to lose. The Roman historian Tacitus said clearly that we Romans did it. When you say that the high priest turned over Jesus, you forget there were two groups of Jews. There were Pharisees and Sadducees. The Pharisees were Jews like me. They looked like this, yarmulke beard. They were Orthodox. The Sadducees were Jewish sellouts. They Hellenized. They were the Roman party, and they hated Jesus because Jesus rejected Caesar. He rejected Nero. He rejected Roman rule, which is why the Romans gave him a political death. The Romans learned crucifixion from the Carthaginians, from Hannibal. It was not a religious death. It was a political death, and the Romans tortured him because he wouldn't accept the rule of Rome. So I wrote a whole book about this called Kosher Jesus. And let me be clear, so many of your viewers who are religious Christians, who are indeed authentic evangelical Christians, they know the Bible says that the Jews will be blessed, that those who bless Israel will be blessed. The reason you're not blessed, Alex Jones, the reason you're bankrupt, the reason that you've had the whole country, anyone who's sane, turn against you, is because you have lost the blessing of God. Because you justify the murder of children, you say it's fictional. You lie about Israel and you give the Jews no right to defend themselves. You lie and say that the IDF actually has soldiers shooting little Palestinian children and bragging about it. What kind of, and that the IDF authenticated the videos? Where do you come up with this crap? And I'm asking you a simple question. Forget me, little Rabbi Shmuley 5'6". And by the way, if you have some kind of powder that can make me grow another foot in a month, sell it to me now or give it to me as a gift for coming on for free on your program. Okay. But forget me. Don't you fear God? Have you no fear of God whatsoever as a Christian?
All right, can I respond now? Because you said a lot there.
Of course, of course.
We reaching people are more successful than ever. I all I get is just insane love. I went to a major sporting goods store yesterday, and every person came up and loved me and told me keep going, and I'm just pure love. So we're more successful telling the truth, reaching out, not the fictions that are built about us. As for Candace Owens, we discovered Candace, Paul Watson and myself were the first to have her on, like, 10 years ago, and it had nothing to do with Jews. We weren't talking about Jews. She wasn't talking about Jews. She was friends with Kanye before he had his breakdown and did all that. So that's a side issue, and I think you misrepresented some of the things he said and done. That's your right. You have free speech. Moving on to oil. I come from Texas. I've got family. Well, they're dead now. They're petroleum geologists. I know how to read the petroleum and reports. They have found right off the coast of Gaza in those coastal waters massive natural gas reserves. There's oil there too, and there's
oil or gas. Now you're mixing them up. Oil or gas?
I just said they found both oil and gas, but mainly gas, because on the way to get the gas, they run through oil. But that's not what they're looking for.
So it's not in Gaza, like you said. Now you're saying it's offshore. Is that correct?
The rights to it. You know that any territorial jurisdiction has 3 to 12 miles under law they get. So yes, Gaza is also the water right off of it. Stop it. You're splitting hairs on this. So
I'm going to respond. I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
Hold on. I just want to get my points out here. I am not saying the Romans didn't sack and destroy Jerusalem in 70 AD. I am not saying, and I know about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and you're right about those two groups. And that's what I say. There's different groups. I said that before you said that. And I understand all that. Okay. I think it was one of the main Pharisee leaders said, actually, leave Jesus alone. He actually, this
that is correct. Gamaliel said to save Jesus. That is absolutely correct, because he was a Pharisee. He was not a Sadducee. He hated the Sadducees because they did not keep the Torah.
And wasn't he one of the greatest Pharisees ever? But see, acting in history, he said actually going against Jesus is going against God.
No. Well, he didn't say that.
Well, his quote was,
I wrote a whole book about this. We can have a theological debate. I'm making a different point altogether. The Jews did not kill Jesus. The Romans killed Jesus. When you say the high priest was nothing but a paid agent. He was someone who bribed the Romans to get the position. The Jews detested him, despised him. And Pontius Pilate crucified 250,000 Jews in ancient Judea. He was so cruel that he was recalled by the Roman emperor for his cruelty. Do you know how cruel you have to be for the Romans to think that you're a barbarian? I'm making a different point. I'm not looking at the death of Jesus, although I'm happy to come back and discuss it because I wrote a whole book, again, Kosher Jesus. Everyone, please buy it on Amazon. I am saying you, Alex Jones, who claim to be a Christian, you lie about the people of Jesus and you say that you wrote yesterday in a tweet that Israel going into Rafah is going to make them unpopular. We've been unpopular for 2,000 years because we keep the covenant of God that everyone else has broken. We live by the Ten Commandments. We don't go crusading against people and drowning them in the Main River. We don't gas people. We believe that adultery is wrong. We fight things like pornography. We establish communities and families. The Jewish communities and families are revered by their worst enemies around the world. So we're hated for it, and we're prepared to be hated for it. Are you telling me that I should pursue your popularity? That I should go and lie about whether children died in Sandy Hook because I might get more viewers and sell more supplements? Don't give me this popularity stuff, because I don't give a damn if I'm popular or not.
Your Holiness.
I care if I'm right with God. Do you care if you're right with God?
I feel good in front of God. So let me be very clear with you. If you go back to Sandy Hook, like, it discredits me. Everybody knows, this audience knows, I barely ever talked about it. Pure bull. It's all a big globalist thing to demonize me. You can keep repeating it like a parrot if you want. Let's talk about the reality. You just said that the Jewish people battle pornography. You're the guy on Howard Stern doing all this wild stuff. You're the guy in videos you release yourself. It looks like your grandson or some kid that you're table dancing on, grinding on him. You're grabbing, I think it's your granddaughter's or a little girl's breast. You're talking about my penis on air and just now that my penis is small and all the rest of this stuff. And you're sitting there, are a famous guy for being, let's just say, wild. I wasn't going to raise the fact that you got kosher dildos and butt plugs. I would ask you, are you wearing one now? And then you tell me, you have a butt plug right now?
May I answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Buttplug.
May I answer? Okay.
Do you have a model called the Holiness?
Well, are you going to interrupt me or can I answer?
No, go ahead. You've got fair time. No one will say I took over time. Go ahead.
Okay, so, but don't interrupt me. You know, you spend your time fighting gay men and gay marriage and saying that they destroy the covenant of marriage. Last time I checked, this is not to be personal. You are divorced and remarried. I applaud you for being remarried. Do you know why people get divorced? You know why people get divorced, Alex. It's the loss of desire. It's the loss of sexual connection. I wrote an international best-selling book called Kosher Sex. I could not be more proud of it. I hope all of your viewers will buy it. It's about husbands finding erotic desire in their wives so they don't have to go to porn and all this filth. And if people, some couples, if they need the novelty items, I don't care what they are. If in order to keep the spark alive, so that monogamy does not become monotony. See, that's one of the reasons that my Christian brothers and sisters, evangelicals, real God-fearing Christians, not like you who hates Jews, bought the book in their millions and tens of millions because they understood that sex in marriage for religious people is not just for procreation, and for secular people, not just for recreation, that sex is holy. Are you aware of the fact, Alex Jones, that there isn't a single word in the Bible for sex other than knowledge, and Adam came to know his wife Eve? You're bringing up butt plugs and all this other disgusting stuff. I didn't discuss your pee-pee. I said that you disgraced. Whatever you think about Michelle Obama, who are you to say that she's a man? Stop the misogyny. Why do you hate women so damn much? And then you defend Candace Owens, who's going after the first lady of France, saying that she has male genitalia. You guys have a sick obsession with people's genitals. And you tell me dancing with my... Wait, no. You said you wouldn't interrupt me. You said you would not interrupt me. Then you make fun of the fact that on Purim, I'm dancing with my grandson and holding my granddaughter, and your pedophile perverted brain goes to holding my granddaughter as a form. Come on. How much hatred do you have of Jews that you have to go that low? You know, the sad thing about you is that you're not a stupid man. You're actually very smart. But as soon as, but you're so defensive, you're so insecure that in order to protect yourself, you already hit below the belt. So let me repeat. I am proud of any novelty items that we sell that some married couples need in order not to get divorced, in order not to turn to porn.
Okay, you just now, got more time. You just got more time. You just went 3 minutes.
I'm almost done. I'm getting 4 minutes. I wish you didn't get divorced. And maybe had you read my book, instead of degrading sex and saying that sex is always filthy, me and Pamela Anderson wrote a book against pornography called Lust for Love that was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. If you did your research, you would know that, Alex Jones.
Okay.
Your turn, my brother.
All right. Well, I get more. You just went about 4 minutes. I'm watching the clock. You've got more time than me. So you keep going like, now be quiet. Don't interrupt me. You've interrupted me more than I interrupted you. So don't do that and act like you're being interrupted, or I'm going to have to spend time pointing out that's being said. Listen. I do believe you sell butt plugs, and you're the one talking about disgusting butt plugs. You're the one that shot a video showing a witch's nose saying it's my penis and putting it out to millions of people. You're the one that sells butt plugs, and then I'm disgusting to ask about the butt plugs? Here, I'll give you more time. Tell me.
I couldn't care less what a husband and wife do together, whether they feel they need novelty items. I don't know why you're alighting on that. It's my daughter's company. I'm very proud of her. Any husband and wife who want to use novelty items, many don't want to. Any husband and wife that do what they need to keep the fire and passion alive in their marriages so that we avoid divorce, because I'm a child of divorce. Your children are children of divorce. Maybe you could have avoided that had you not had such a disgusting, rancid view of sex. Porn is gross. Adultery is gross. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And you know what that means, Alex Jones? That you should be coveting your own wife. And that's what I teach people to do. I have saved thousands of marriages from the divorce courts, from children being involved in custody battles
Kids were. We're going back
thousands
and forth. You got 4 minutes.
Of marriages.
You got 4 minutes. I could have gone for 4 minutes.
With your, we're with going your, back and with forth your now. Disgusting obsession with butt plugs. God almighty, is that really what's on your mind, butt plugs?
You're the one on TV talking about my penis to 5 million people.
No. I said that when you degraded Michelle Obama by saying that she had a bulge, I said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Stop degrading women. It's misogyny. It's what? You don't like Michelle Obama's policies, fine, but you believe she's a man, honestly?
Well, Joan Rivers thought that, but we're about to go to break. Stay right there.
Do you believe she's a man? Do you believe that Michelle Obama's a man?
No, I just believe that she's got...
So why don't you apologize to her right here and now?
I believe she has bigger shoulders than an NFL linebacker.
But just apologize to her for your disgusting racism and misogyny.
Oh, I need to apologize and be sad? No, I think she is a man.
You have to apologize
and
I think
Macron's
hater,
pedophile wife is a pedophile. I think the president of France's wife is a pedophile on record when he was 14. It's on record. Oh, so you're for teachers?
But is she a man?
Are you
like
for...
Yes, said,
I think she looks like a man. I'm going
to
ask you, 14-year-olds, is it okay for a teacher to have sex with 14-year-old students?
You know what? That is a very fair question. It's a completely different question saying that she is a man. I asked you something different. Candace Owens did not bring up whether she was having sex with a juvenile. Candace Owens said that she is a man. I'm asking you, and Candace Owens said, I will leave my show and give up my professional reputation if I'm proved wrong. I'm asking you, Alex Jones.
Yes.
Is Brigitte Majone a man?
I think she's not just a man. He's a pedophile and he's ugly. He's got a big old Adam's apple. And I believe the president of France's wife is a disgusting pedophile. Well, Rabbi Shmuley's our guest. He's at Rabbi Shmuley on X. He's very popular. He is a best-selling author. I remember seeing him 15, 20 years ago on Howard Stern. And you kind of see two different schmoolies. You see the serious one we're kind of getting today, and you see the one running around, clowning around. And I get that because I clown around some too. But I didn't want to just come on here and be cast as the anti-Jew, and then he's the defender of Israel. It'd make me even more popular because anti-Semitism and obsessing on Jews is super popular. I see a lot of disinformation against Jews out there. I try to stay out of this. And then I have Kanye West in here and disagree with him. And by the way, had no idea he was going to do that. And then it just turns into a giant cluster, you know what, F-U-C-K. And I'm tired of it. And so I saw a tweet you put out, or an X post a few days ago, where a guy was attacking you. And you said, oh, you're just obsessed with the Jews. You think about us all day. That's really true. The people that think Jews are like leprechauns and totally control everything, but you also admit Jews are very successful and dominate a lot of stuff, so there's a paradox there, literally think they think I'm Jewish. They claim I work for Israel. I mean, I've been literally assaulted by these people, both economically and personally. So I'm in this paradox where I have the ADL saying I'm evil and coming after me and take my speech away, and then I've got the white supremacists after me, and then I'm friends with Candace Owens, and I think she has a right to say what she's saying, and you're saying all these things about her, and it just seems like people are trying to force me to take a side, and it's paradoxical, and it's very frustrating.
I can't believe that you're telling me, an intelligent, educated man, even though I utterly reject some of your more despicable conspiracy theories, especially about Sandy Hook.
Oh, my God, you go back to that.
Boy, that little boy, Noah Posner. But I'm amazed that an intelligent, highly experienced media black belt like yourself needs to be said that people are pushing me. You don't have a moral compass. You don't know right and wrong. You don't know that when 3,000 Hamas terrorists, Nazis with GoPros, actually film what they did to Shani Luke, whose parents I brought to the United States, stripped her naked, shot her in the back of her head, and almost like with necrophilia, took her naked body and abused it. She is the single most defiled woman in world history, because that video was seen on Telegram by about 1 billion people. You need to be pushed as to whether or not that's wrong, Alex Jones. You need to be pushed. I was outside Gaza 7 days after the war. I saw blood congeal to 3 or 4 inches. I saw the bodies reeking under those plastic covers. You need to be told that children beheaded is wrong. There's a baby who's a hostage right now. He had his first birthday a month ago. Who the heck knows if he's alive or dead, if someone's giving him formula? You need to be told if that's right. In other words, you're saying, I am a morally lost man. I don't know anything. So let's go back for a second. You accused Israel of genocide. Mr. Alex Jones, may I ask you to define genocide, please?
The definition of genocide is trying to wipe out a ethnic or religious or cultural group. And we have Netanyahu openly.
Let me talk. It's still my time. No, it's still my time. You're clocking it to make sure that I don't overdo it.
You've had most of the time.
Geno means ethnicity. Side means mass murder. It was coined by a great Holocaust survivor, Raphael Lemkin, a great international jurist, 1947. The United States is a signatory to the Anti-Genocide Convention. In 1 week, there will be the 30th anniversary of the genocide of the Tutsis in Rwanda. There's been the genocide in Armenia, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a student of genocide. I'm close to President Kagame of Rwanda. He's the only one who stopped the genocide, et cetera. Okay, now, how could you accuse Israel of genocide if it's about killing an ethnicity? Israel has 1.9 million Arab citizens who live as equal citizens. In fact, even more equal than the Jews, because they're not drafted to the army. They don't have to fight Hamas. Jewish soldiers fight to protect 2 million Muslims who are Israeli citizens. If Israel was guilty of genocide, the first people they would have killed would, of course, be the Israeli Arabs who live in total safety. Number two, we Jews seem to suck at genocide, Alec Jones. Because if we tried genocide and we took over Gaza in 1967, there were 500,000 Arabs. Now there's 1.5 million. So the population has tripled while we're guilty of genocide. It's like saying the Nazis committed genocide and we went from having 18 million Jews in Europe to having 54 million today. No, we don't. We only have 15 million Jews left in the whole world because they killed 6 million Jews. That's genocide. You lied about the Jews. It's a blood libel. Then you said that the IDF actually acknowledged videos where Israeli soldiers had a smile on their face and shot Arab children. This is a blood libel. It's no different to what Candace Owens lost her job on Friday, fired by Ben Shapiro because she liked a tweet that said, this rabbi drinks frickin' Christian blood, which is disgusting and vile, and you are repeating the same lies. Now, be a man, take responsibility, and say you're sorry.
All right. Now, I've been writing down the time here. You are about, in the last 30 minutes, you are about 6 minutes ahead of me on time. So now you stay there and don't interrupt.
But that's in Jewish time. In Jewish time, it's only 2 minutes, by the way. You got to go by Jewish time.
I know. Okay, just listen. I'm trying to have a serious discussion with you, okay?
Okay.
So just let me talk, okay? When I say that I don't want to be the Muslims' enemy or the Jews' enemy, that's not me having a moral problem and I'm this wimp who can't make a decision. I'm saying I'm not obsessed with Israel, even though I love history and have studied it some. It's very interesting. And I'm not against the Muslims. And I'm trying to sit here and say I didn't like October 7th. I said it was wrong at the time. And I said they should kill the leaders of Hamas. But I said if Israel goes into this trap and carpet bombs all of it, they will get most of Hamas, but it'll make them stronger in the end, which Trump has now said, and many other people that are smart have said, and that is incredibly destructive and wrong. And then I see the countless videos of just wholesale shooting and bombing and blowing up groups of people, and you can't, don't interrupt, you can't tell me that this is strategic or this is precision. And in you say, well, we don't care, we've always been attacked, we don't care how this looks. I've never seen the whole world, I'd say 80% of people who've even been pro-Israel, turn against Israel. And I'm simply saying, I know Israel's a tiny country. I want it to be able to operate and live in peace. But this is destroying not just the Palestinians, but I think we'll end up destroying Israel in the end. And then they're going to bring to Europe and the United States, who survives, all these pissed off Muslims. That is wrong. And then I'm sitting back looking at all of this and simply trying to stop this clash of civilizations that's happening. Like, I'm not pro-Russia, I'm not pro-Ukraine, but I'm against the whole war, and I'm trying to stop it. It's not a moral issue that I've not taken aside. I'm not Ukrainian, I'm not Russian. This is World War III. All the analysts admit it's escalating into full nuclear war. I like living, and I want this to stop. And so there is definitely, in my view, a chutzpah with the Christian Zionists and with some of the radical right-wing folks in Israel that simply think that people can say and do whatever they want. And it's well documented that Rachel Corrie gets run over by the bulldozer and people make jokes about it, or that there's videos. I mean, this latest film got leaked out of the Israeli Defense Ministry of the drone missiles raining down on kids walking up, you know, the middle of a dirt road, trying to go back to their house, and they're being killed. And to say to Israel, you shouldn't herd them all up to the sea and then start bombing them in Rafah, A, those are children, B, that looks bad. And you asked me the genocide question, and then you immediately interrupted because I had the definition. And yes, the Genocide Convention is 1947-48, directly off of a response to Hitler's Final Solution that was on record that they were going to try to exterminate all the Jews. That is a fact that happened. And so I see the Nazis denying Hitler ever did that. And then I see what's happening in Israel and what's happening in Gaza and this bombing campaign herding everybody into this area and doing this. And the world sees it as shooting fish in a barrel and sees it like Skynet, with this one of the most powerful militaries in the world for its size, one of the most high-tech, probably the most high-tech. Nobody denies that there's incredible technology and developments everywhere in Israel. No one denies Jews aren't smart. And we're watching this, and it feels like we're watching Goliath sit there and basically rape David. It doesn't look good. And I'm going to play you a video, and then you can respond. I only want 3 minutes. I get one more minute. Here's a video yesterday of a girl with her leg blown off in Rafah, a 7-year-old girl. And I'm telling you, I've heard Benjamin Netanyahu, we can play the clip, about Amalek invoking the Old Testament when groups were slaughtering each other. And I'm saying that was the time, because they would do that too, saying you kill the women, the children, their animals, their men, they're all cursed, they're all evil, kill them all. He invokes that, and that's how they're bringing the war crimes charges and genocide crimes, because he says It is an extermination. And I see the Israeli pundits everywhere. I could play hours of it here saying we're going to wipe them all out because those kids are going to grow up to kill us. And it's like you kill them, more Muslims come. They're having 5-6 kids apiece. So I can see where this leads. So here's a clip what was the clip I was going to play? I forget. This is the girl with her leg blown off. And then I also want to play one more clip, and I'll give you like 5 minutes. A clip of Joan Rivers talking about Michelle Obama. So play them both back to back. Go to Joan Rivers. I wanted Joan Rivers, guys. Will you get me the Joan Rivers clip? I've asked, like, I'm not Matt the Crew, but I've asked 5 times. Joan Rivers clip, I want that. Because Joan Rivers said that Michelle Obama is a man. But that's a separate issue. We'll get to it in a minute. Okay, I just went for five minutes. I got my time back. Go ahead.
Yeah, but remember, 5 Jewish minutes is 20 minutes. I get 20 minutes now, Alice, correct?
Is that because...
Okay, can you laugh occasionally? Okay, anyway, here we go. Because this is a serious issue. You brought up a lot of things. Number one, Alex Jones, let me be direct, unequivocal, and clear. Your disgusting comparison of what Israel's doing in Gaza to the Nazi Germany Holocaust is the very essence of anti-Semitism and the ultimate blood libel. Now, let me be clear, because you said that you like history. There were two great American military inventions in the Second World War. The greatest was Oppenheimer and the atomic bomb. It just won the Academy Award. The second was the Norden bomb site. The Norden bomb site allowed the United States, they claimed, from 30,000 feet in these B-17s, super fortresses, to drop a bomb even in a pickle barrel from 30,000 feet. The Americans bombed only during the day. It was called precision daytime bombing. And Churchill said, are you guys crazy? Letting your pilots die? America lost 3 times as many pilots per capita. He said, bomb at night, indiscriminately. That's what the British did. They hit no targets, but they terrorized the German population. There's a phenomenal Apple TV series right now called Masters of the Air that really captures it, but an even better best-selling book by Malcolm Gladwell called The Bomber Mafia. The United States used precision bombing. That's exactly what Israel does, because Israel is like the United States. We are a moral nation, which is why so many hundreds of soldiers. Remember, every time Israel loses one soldier, that's the United States losing 35 soldiers. When Israel, so... On October 7th, Israel lost the equivalent of 60,000 Americans slaughtered in a day. What would the United States have done? Look at what we did after 1-9-11, which you kind of blame on Mossad and the Jews, which is also gross. We went to war in Afghanistan for 20 years after that attack. So you're going to say we did it. I don't want to hear your conspiracy theories. And in Iraq for 15 years. For you to say that these innocent, beautiful Palestinian children who have their legs blown off because Hamas uses them as bulletproof vests, as human shields, because Hamas builds their military headquarters under friggin' hospitals, builds their military headquarters under nurseries. Alex, you live in Austin, Texas, correct? When's the last time you saw an F-15 landing outside, or an Apache helicopter gunship, or a Black Hawk landing across the street in the baseball field in your neighborhood? Answer, never, because America doesn't put its military bases in middle of downtown Dallas. It puts them on the side because, unlike Hamas, who wants Palestinians to die? They want people like you, gullible Alex Jones, to take the bait. It's a win-win. If the Israelis kill Palestinians, it's a win for them, because Israel doesn't want to. Every one of those Palestinians is the equal child of God, as our Bible says, the Hebrew Bible, Genesis chapter 1. But if the Israelis kill Palestinians, it's a PR win. Here's Alex Jones attacking Rabbi Shmuley over it. And of course, if they kill Israelis, it's also a win. Hamas has a genocidal charter to murder every Jew on earth, including this one sitting in this studio in New York City. That is in their genocidal charter that has been adopted and ratified 3 times. Now, let's be clear about history again. The Ottoman Empire controlled Palestine, Gaza, Turkey, as you know, Syria, Lebanon. It broke up after the First World War, things like Lawrence of Arabia. Winston Churchill, as colonial secretary, takes the Balfour Declaration, which declares that the Jews can have a country, takes away 80% and gives it to Jordan as a reward for the Hashemites, who aren't even from Jordan. They were from Mecca, for supporting the Allies in the first. 80% is already gone. Of the tiny 20% left, the 1936 British Peel Commission, they come and say, you know what? We're going to take even more away from the Jews, split it with the Arabs. You know what the Jews said every time? Okay, as long as we get something. 1947, November, not right here, in front of Met Stadium, the Queen's Museum is where the UN was at the time. That's where Israel was voted as a state. They took away again half of it. And the United States voted for the Israeli state. Palestinians said, no, we're going to destroy Israel. 1948 war, we're going to destroy Israel. 1956, Israel wanted peace. Palestinians said, no, we don't want half. We're going to destroy Israel. 1967, Israel conquered Gaza, conquered Sinai, conquered Judea and Samaria. Israel said, we'll give it all back. We want peace. No, we're going to destroy Israel. 1973 war, we're going to destroy Israel. Then you have the Oslo Accords, 1993. Israel brings Yasser Arafat, the father of modern terrorism. No, we're going to destroy Israel. He launches the first intifada, second intifada. 1,000 Jews, 60,000 Americans equivalent, are blown to frickin' smithereens on buses. Okay? Then you have the second intifada. Then 2008, you have Ehud Barak, who's prepared to give them 94% of the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria. No, we're going to destroy. Cut the crap. Hamas wants to annihilate the Jewish people. They have stolen every last penny of the $150 billion given to them by the international community. That is three times per capita of the Marshall Plan that rebuilt Britain, Belgium, France, Germany. And you know what Hamas did with that? They stole it. Ismail Haniyeh, you wish that your powder sold a thousandth of the $7 billion this man is worth as he lives in utter luxury in a Pentagon, in a penthouse in Qatar, flying in his private jet. Or Khalil Mashad worth $4 billion. Alex Jones, let me ask you a question. I also mourn the suffering of my Palestinian brothers and sisters as they are used as bulletproof shields, human shields by Hamas. But let me ask you a question. For the past 18 years, when Hamas stole all the food of those poor Palestinian kids in Gaza, when Israel had left, for the past 18 years, when they made themselves billionaires, when Yasser Arafat died on the Forbes 400 list, the ultimate kleptocrat, and his wife today lives in a penthouse in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Paris, where were you, Alex Jones, then to care about the plight of the Palestinians? Answer, you were silent.
Okay.
And why? Because you don't give a damn about the Palestinians. You just care about condemning Jews.
Stop.
Condemning Jews and condemning Jews.
Don't be afraid of me talking. I'm giving you more time than I have. You've got more
time.
I'm watching.
How much time was that?
We got like 8 minutes left, and then we keep going a little bit. So just you said you stay there. This is so let me talk now.
Okay.
I have never been a friend of corrupt Islamic governments and groups, and I am not a fan of expansionist or Orthodox Islam coming into the West that we have all these major charities bringing in and your little buddies over at the ADL. Let me finish. So that claim, I absolutely said kill the leaders of Hamas on October 7th, and I said they live in all these other countries around there and they suck the money out. So the claim that I like Hamas is preposterous. Israel helped found Hamas in 1977, AP Reuters, it's on record, to destabilize the region and make sure legitimate government. I've seen Netanyahu in a Jewish home bragging about it 10 years ago. We've played the clip. So I'm not anti-Israel that I don't like Israel helping found Hamas. I don't like the left allied with them. I see Ilhan Omar and AOC promoting them. That's what I'm saying. You got me wrong. That's why I say I'm not in either group. I'm an American sovereign citizen trying to have prosperity and freedom, and I don't want this weird, ancient, multi-thousand-year-old Abrahamic war to dominate my life. But then you go on. October 7th was terrible, and even Israeli newspapers admit, and Netanyahu pointed the fingers at the military, they pointed at him. I don't know who did the stand down. But as you know, you got two sons in the IDF. You're over there all the time. Israel, you can drive across the whole country in an hour. They had attack helicopters 5 minutes away. They had all this stuff. There was a stand down. The most militarized country other than like North Korea in the world stood down for 7+ hours. And Netanyahu said, well, once the war's over, we'll then investigate. But now we're told the war's never going to end. But I don't just blame Israel. I see Biden giving $6 billion to Iran, to Hezbollah, which I said on October 7th on a live show on that Saturday, clearly is funding Hamas and is involved, which they now, Iran admits it, Israeli intelligence admits it, and Biden's defending it. So I'm not a fan of Iran. It's terrible. And I'm worried about all the Hezbollah fighters and sleeper cells in Europe and in the UK and the United States. So I'm simply pulling back, looking at this. Why did Israel stand down? Why did Israel create Hamas? Because by having this outside enemy that attacks, it helps unify Israel. Look, it wasn't a thing when I came out against Netanyahu saying we're going to use all the Israelis as guinea pigs and we're going to test drugs and see if they work. I was against it in Singapore and Australia and Canada and the U.S. and everywhere. I don't look at it like, oh, it's the Jews, so I'll have a different policy. I said, this is terrible. I can play the clip of Netanyahu saying, I'm using Jews as guinea pigs. We'll be the center of drug production in the world because we're going to have the people opt into being guinea pigs. And that's not an anti-Semitic thing. I'm saying that's very immoral. That's out of control. I know the leftists want to get rid of Netanyahu. I don't know if Netanyahu got set up. There was a stand down below him or whether he ordered a stand down. There was a stand down. So those are the real world things I think about. Take 9/11. No, because I watched it on TV. They said we're going to blow up Building 7, 47-story building with the FBI and CIA in it. I know that there were Israeli agents shadowing the so-called hijackers. I don't know exactly what happened with 9/11, and I have looked at all the angles. I don't think Israel shot a missile into the Pentagon, but there was no plane wreckage. A missile was fired. So when I talk about Mossad, we all know Mossad, MI6, CIA, Interpol is the same thing. At the top, those agencies all work together incestuously. So I don't see that as Israel or America or the UK. I see it as the intelligence agencies. And Fox News did report they arrested these Israelis dancing up there on the building watching the towers collapse. I'm not saying they went and blew it up. My central theme has not been that Israel ran 9/11. I'm simply saying that all these governments get more power out of terror, more power out of crisis, more power out of insanity. Just like if we get hit by Hezbollah or Hamas, all these Islamics coming into the U.S., there'll be no discussion of who let them in. It'll all be just lose your rights. The border's wide open, but my balls, and like you talk about, my tiny pee-pee, will then be fondled at the airport. So to me, I have a pro, you call me a white supremacist. I'm a human supremacist against the AI, against the New World Order, against the globalist, against the fentanyl, against the glyphosate, against the GMO, against the 5G. I don't look at it as Jew, Christian, Muslim, Palestinian. I look at it as people. I don't look at Xi Jinping and then hate the Chinese people. So that's where I am. And people will say, oh, Jones hosted this Zionist. He's with the Zionist. Or Jones hosted Kanye. He's with Hitler. When he was clearly having a mental breakdown. That is not. I'm really trying to have a large, very, very informative debate. We're going to break in a minute. Go ahead.
Come on, Alex. These are just the most pathetic excuses. You're not a humanitarian. Cut the crap that you're against globalism. You're against humanity itself. You defend the murder of Jews. You blame the Jews for their own murder. You say that they're going to get terrible PR. You know, the one thing I do respect about you amidst your extremely checkered past and the disgrace you brought upon yourself by denying those 20 beautiful children and 6 educators who were murdered in Sandy Hook, the one thing I respected about you is that you went to court to fight to get custody of your children after a divorce. Let me ask you a question. What if someone had, God forbid, and I'm sorry to have to bring this up, come into your house in the middle of the night, forget about custody, and murdered your children and beheaded your children and burned your children alive? You're a pretty tough guy. What would you do?
I would seek out the people that did it. I wouldn't carpet bomb.
What would you do?
I would get mad.
What would you do? Nothing? Would you be afraid that your neighbors would condemn you by getting mad? Would you talk about your frickin' popularity? Would you worry about your social standing? No, you would protect your family. Stop telling us Jews that we have no right to protect ourselves and our lives are worth.
All right, Rabbi Shmuley's our guest for another 10 minutes or so. And we definitely need to have him back for more discussions about all this. But I wanted to get all the perspectives out here. But since I raised this, because I want this on record, how dare you say Michelle Obama, who has these giant linebacker shoulders and we have her coming out of Harvard, what looks like a rubber snake in her pants bouncing around, You know, Schmally's been really focusing on my stuff, saying I can't see anything down there, so you have this tiny pee-pee. But then Michelle's got this big anaconda in her pants. Here is Joan Rivers.
You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't choke.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
Well, we already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. It's okay.
All right, I just wanted to get that in there. So that's where I got that. You say I'm disgraceful for saying it, but that's a separate issue. What's your view on Trump telling Israel they need to stop what he believes is indiscriminate bombing? Because that's what it looks like to him.
First of all, let me just say, I can't believe that your source is Joan Rivers. You do know that she was a comedian. I thought I'd just remind you of that. Comedians tell jokes, humor, irony. Anyway, I just don't believe in degrading women. I'm not a big Barack Obama fan. He gave America the catastrophe, the abomination of the Iran nuclear agreement that empowered Iran with $150 billion. Which ultimately filtered its way to the October 7th attack. There's no question about it. For those who are against Israel getting $3 billion a year, which is all spent here on military aid for Israel, it would take Israel 50 years to get what Obama gave Iran. I just don't believe in degrading his wife. I'm not a misogynist. And the stuff that Candace Owens said about the First Lady of France is disgusting, repulsive, and should be rejected by anyone of conscience.
Well, that's the first pedophile.
I can't believe that Candace Owens is such a woman hater. And I want to say something
else. But you won't respond to the First Lady of France being a pedophile.
You said you're not going to interrupt me.
Okay.
No, that's not what she brought up.
I've not done it as much as you.
Male genitals. And I didn't talk about your pee-pee. I was saying the moment you start focusing on other people's molds or lack thereof, then you make yourself fair game, Alex Jones. Now,
hey, I don't mind it.
Let me go to a non-academic theory. This is pure speculation. I've always thought, and I'll get to your question about Trump, which is an important one. I've always thought, you know, what's the reason for anti-Semitism? World's oldest hatred. Wherever the Jews go, the Jews are communists. The Jews are fascists. The Jews are capitalists. Whatever it is, we're blamed for it and we're slaughtered for it. And you have said so many lies about Israel, which you really should repent for, just because one day you're going to stand before God. But be that as it may. I've always thought to myself, you know, could it be that it's sexual repression that makes so many people, these anti-Semites, hate Jews? Because so many people like you and Candace Owens are obsessed with Jewish sex. We're here. You brought up butt plugs, my book, Kosher Sex, which I could not be more proud of. Alex, maybe you're having terrible sex. Maybe you are just, I don't know. Maybe, one second, maybe you're really repressed. Maybe you just don't know what the hell you're doing. And maybe if you read my book and were less repressed, you would hate people less. Maybe you'd have more joy in your life. Maybe you'd have more celebration in your life. But I've seen so many, it's incredible, so many anti-Semites, they hate Jews having great sex. Now, we Jews have great sex. We believe in it. The Bible
celebrates
it.
All right, I'm going to break. We got 1 minute break. We'll come back. But I'm not going to tell you about my personal life.
You should read my book and get past your sexual repression.
Your holiness, I can assure
you.
I
like that. I like your holiness. Thank you.
Your grace. I have an extremely empowered life. In fact, it's kind of, I'm not Will Chamberlain.
I don't know. It sounds like you're really jealous of mine, to be perfectly honest. I'm prepared to give you a bunch of our novelty products for your wife, by the way. Only in marriage. We're against adultery, God forbid, pornography. I'll give it to you as a gift, just so that maybe you'll be a bit less.
Smoley, you got me where it hurts, man. I'm really repressed. I've never had any women. You're right. My sex life's terrible.
You sound pretty darn jealous of Jews.
I am not thinking about Jews' sex. Give me a break. All right. Yeah, His Holiness, the Supreme Rabbi Shumley, at Rabbi Shumley on X. We got a few more minutes before Owen Benjamin takes over. So, Rabbi, you wanted to hit the Trump thing. Trump said, let's put the thing on screen. I forget the exact quote. Trump said Israel is really destroying itself PR-wise, which the rabbi says doesn't matter. Trump says Israel made a very big mistake with Gaza destruction. And so you say you don't care about what the world thinks. But you say you say Hamas is using these kids as human shields. I think it's true that they had them in hospitals and you know do all that. And I've covered that. But it doesn't matter. These are innocent people being annihilated. Israel's plan, I've been hearing it, is to drive them all out. Where are they going to go? Tell me what you think of Trump. But first, if Israel can't take these folks out of Gaza because they're so salted with terrorists, well, then how are we supposed to take them here?
Whoever said that Israel wants to drive the Palestinians out of Gaza? Israel withdrew from Gaza. I used to visit the Jewish settlements, Gush Katif, in Gaza. My children were some of the last kids to plant trees 2005 in Gaza. Israel withdrew completely. Gaza was the first Palestinian state. Look what it became. It became Terroristan, just a terror launching pad to murder Jews. And they have launched thousands of rockets. All the money went to not schools and hospitals, universities, or even one darn bomb shelter for the Palestinians. It all went to building tunnels, and we're talking five-star tunnels for the Hamas Hitler, Yichya Yash. He's in a tunnel with like LCD television screens while these people die, and they are used as human shields. Israel never said they're going to move them. Israel just said it has to keep the security there because they tried 18 years ago to leave, and 200,000 rockets were being fired at them. You live in Austin, and if you lived in a bomb shelter most of the time, you'd go to the government and say, what the hell? Okay, that's the first point. The Palestinians are our brothers, but Hamas is not. When you said before that Netanyahu wants to destroy, he used Amalek, he meant Hamas. I have no issue with Israel killing every single Hamas fighter because they have erased the image of God from their countenance. They have erased their humanity, but not my Palestinian brothers and sisters. They're not guilty. Hamas is guilty. You once said that 25,000, 30,000 civilians were killed during the war. Alex, that's BS. That's a fraudulent lie. Most accurate numbers are there's been a 1-to-1, and even that's too high, civilian to terrorist ratio.
When they blow up 20-story buildings, that's indiscriminate. No.
They give them ample warning over and over again to leave. They beg them, they tell them, and they risk their fighters by giving advance warning to Hamas if they're coming.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about Trump.
Let's go to Trump. Trump is easily the best friend that Israel ever had in the Oval Office. Whatever anyone thinks, whatever else they think about Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem, which is Israel's and the Jewish people's eternal capital. He recognized Gaza. He defunded UNRWA. We now know that UNRWA, the stupid UN, which is a dyed-in-the-wool anti-Semitic body, Franklin Roosevelt, who created it, would turn over in his grave. He defunded UNRWA. We know that UNRWA actually paid UN employees, were terrorists, went in killing people. And now the United States, thank God, even the Biden administration has defunded them. Trump deserves phenomenal credit and gratitude from the American Jewish community for what he did for Israel. Trump is not saying that Israel should not fight this war. In fact, he said clearly Israel should fight it, and he would do the exact same thing. He said just make it quicker. The problem is that Israel comes under so much pressure from people like you, so it can't finish this war. Now, there are 28 brigades of Hamas. There are two left in Rafah. Would you have gone to Franklin Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Alex Jones at the end of the war and said, you know, leave him in Berlin, leave him in Hamburg, leave 30, 40 divisions of panzer divisions. You never would have said that. You would have said, finish off Rommel, finish off von Rundstedt. You would have destroyed Himmler's SS.
Rommel was killed by Hitler a year and a half before the end of the war.
No, he wasn't killed. He was forced to take poison because they said that
they killed his family.
They didn't even say that he planned the von Stauffenberg.
Operation Valkyrie. Listen,
well,
I'm going
to. Right. Well, they
you've got more time. Let me.
Let me
say something now.
Say something nice about the Jews. Can't you say something nice before you end? Is there anything nice? Do you like my suit? Do you like my tie, my beard? Is there anything nice you could say about Jews?
You know, if you actually followed what I do, I'm not an enemy of any of these groups and people. But I'm saying, just because Israel gets attacked, you say it's anti-Semitic, saying Israel knew when there's an October 7th stand down that Netanyahu said he would investigate. I've said, I don't know if Netanyahu did it or who did it, why was there a stand down in Israel? Why did a Biden send
It was the biggest Jewish holiday of the whole. That's what happened on Yom Kippur. My sons are soldiers. I can tell you firsthand. My sons begged the IDF to go home. You know, my son got married. He was engaged 3 weeks after the war started. The soldiers have families. They're conscripted for 3 years. My sons are combat soldiers. There was a stand down because it was a double attack. They attacked on the Sabbath, which we Jews take very holy, and secondly, on the holiest, happiest day of the calendar, Simchat Torah. They planned it for 3 years. Was it a screw-up in Israel's military? Of course. Was it an intelligence failure? Of course. We Jews are not omnipotent. We're not omniscient. Mossad's good, but they also screw up. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that when George Washington, I know that you believe that, I don't know, 9/11 was a setup, and when George Washington was surprised by the British in Brooklyn and was pushed all the way into New Jersey, was George Washington a traitor? Did he do it on purpose? Tell me, Alex Jones, did he? When Lincoln lost Bull Run, was that a setup?
You're
did he do it on
question.
Purpose? Or
you're
not?
Asking a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Did Washington and Lincoln know
you're
about
not letting me
these
finish.
Impending defeats?
Because you ahead. Don't want me to answer.
I do.
Israel is a tiny country and has a huge security fence, and for 7 hours plus stood down. That should be investigated. I don't know the answers to that.
Of course it should be investigated.
Okay, well, Netanyahu says he'll do it after. My point is that Hezbollah was funding it, but Hamas knew right where to go where the Shin Bet secret facilities were and knew right where to go. They had been given intel, and this whole thing looks like some excuse to get Israel attacked, to keep Netanyahu in power, and then launch this new giant war. Won't be the first time that's happened. I'm not blaming Israel in
general. Yeah, but you always have some conspiracy, so I'm asking you a question. George Washington knew that General Howe was going to land his Marines, the Redcoats, somewhere in New York, and then he gets pushed. 2 years, he loses the war. He only starts to rebuild it on 1775, Christmas night. Was George Washington a traitor? Did he know that the British were coming? He had all the
George Washington yes didn't have three layers of security fences and an armed camp with Apache helicopters.
He knew they were going to land, and he knew the terrain.
He didn't have satellites. He didn't have the spy systems.
And how about Lincoln, who loses the Battle of Bull Run 1 hour from Washington, D.C.? Was that intentional as well?
No, he didn't have satellites. I'm saying it wasn't a 7 hour.
In other words,
at
so
least Lincoln knew Bull Run was happening.
Respect,
at least George Washington knew there was a war. Come on, man.
When it's people you respect, like Washington, Lincoln, they're never traitors. When it's people you hate, Israel, the Jews, they're always involved in some conspiracy. The Jews are responsible for 9/11. The Jews are responsible for October 7th. We Jews love dying in order to
Rabbi.
I mean,
you're not
Alex,
listening.
Alex,
you're not listening.
Stop this
you're not
already.
Listening.
You
this is
stop.
Modern.
It's not
modern.
Based on
let
fact.
Me finish. Let me finish in closing. I didn't bring up the USS Liberty. The Israelis have testified in court, and I've interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, before he died, who was the head admiral at the time when Israel tried to sink that intelligence ship because it knew what was going on in Egypt. What do you say about the USS Liberty?
A Jewish admiral? Do you know that it was a Jewish admiral, Hyman Rickover, who built our entire nuclear deterrent? How dare you attack a Jewish admiral? You are, and by the way, I've been to his grave at Arlington. You know that a Jewish admiral with the name Hyman, doesn't get more Jewish than that, built the entire nuclear navy. Is that correct, Alex Jones?
Well, wait a minute. I just asked you about the USS Liberty.
No.
And the stand down. You bring up Jews.
Loyalty.
There
don't
are loyal Jews in our country.
You're attacking dual loyalty. Did Hyman Rickover, a Jew, build the entire nuclear navy?
Hey, Rabbi,
yes
you
no?
must have missed what
yes,
I said. I said I've
yes
interviewed
no
Admiral Moore.
No,
who was
I'm
on
first
the,
asking you. I'm first asking you a yes or no question. Did a Jewish admiral named Hyman Rickover build the entire American submarine nuclear deterrent? Yes or no?
You're not even answering my question. Answer my question.
Answer
did the USS Liberty get attacked?
The Liberty was attacked in a terrible mistake. How could Israel have benefited from wanting to attack its greatest ally? And unfortunately, there is a lot of friendly fire in war. We all know that friendly fire is a great, even right now in Gaza, Israel estimates that its own soldiers may have killed 10%
friendly
of its own
fire
soldiers.
Is real,
it's
but LBJ, it came out, LBJ, the U.S. government asked Israel to basically sink it. They were going to blame it on the Egyptians.
I answered your question. Now you have to answer mine. Did a Jewish admiral named Hyman Rickover, who is buried with great distinction in Arlington, build the entire American nuclear submarine deterrent? Yes or no?
I've never said there weren't Jews involved in America's defense.
No, I'm asking about Hyman Rickover, who's
I would not give him credit for the entire nuclear program.
I know you've heard of him. Why won't you say yes? Why won't you give the Jews any credit whatsoever? What is your problem with Jews, Alex Jones?
Nope, you go back. I don't have a problem.
Because we have much better sex than you? What is it?
Listen, I don't like... Yeah, you're having better sex than me. Sure, buddy. What I'm trying to say is that I have the ADL literally trying to shut me down. Claiming
but you called him Hitler. You called him Hitler. You called him Hitler.
Who Hitler?
You compared the ADL to Hitler. Did they try to gas you? Did they shove your family into a freedom?
No. They want to take my bank accounts. They want to. Yeah, that's how Hitler started. Yeah, no, I believe the closest thing in America.
You think the ADL is Hitler? Come on, that's Holocaust denial. You think.
No, that's not. See, you play that game. No. Just because Hitler's bad doesn't mean the ADL's good. The ADL is absolutely out of control. I talked about Facebook earlier involving.
But are they Hitler? Out of control, I get. You can believe that. Are they Hitler?
I think when it comes to censorship and control and putting people in digital ghettos, it's very Hitlerian what the ADL is doing. Hey, Rabbi, thank you for joining us.
No. Hitler killed, he started a world war that killed 100 million people. He gassed 6 million Jews.
Yeah, and my grandfather fought him. So I don't take this identity that I'm Hitler.
I debate people. Listen, I want to give you credit. You said you'd give me equal time. You did. I'm giving you credit for that. Thank you. Can I give you one opportunity to say one nice thing about Israel and the Jewish people before we get off?
But this is some moral of... Hold on.
I keep doing this.
Stop. We can do this again next week. Let me just say this. I already said Israel has some of the greatest technology and great high tech and great developments.
I don't care about that. I care whether Israel's a moral country.
You said say one nice thing. See, you keep moving the goalpost. So let's expand on this.
We make nice computers. We make good semiconductors. That's what you're telling me?
I mean, so does America. So does Taiwan. I think Israel produces.
Do you love America?
You know, I love the idea of America, but in closing, because I got a guest host taking over, what I'm trying to say to you is that everything is not either pro-Israel or anti-Israel. I know in your mindset, you got two sons in the military. Are they in Gaza right now?
I can't. I'm not allowed to say where they are, but they're brave soldiers, and I could not be more proud of them. They are giving value to Jewish life. They are protecting innocent Arabs who are Israeli citizens. Arabs. They are risking their lives for the Jewish people because Alex Jones, whatever you and people like you say, Jews are genocidal. We're tired of the lies. Jewish life has value. We will always stop the defamation. We Jews fight back, not when we're on the damn train threshold with the SS saying get on and that's your only choice. We're gonna fight you guys far away from the damn train. We are gonna fight you when you start your lies. The ADL is Hitler and the Jews are genocidal and Israel started 9/11.
The ADL is an anti-American.
I'm gonna fight spying on the American people and censoring the American people.
The ADL is an anti-American.
Say whatever you want about that, but don't deny the Holocaust by saying
the ADL is helping steal the next election.
The ADL never put you, Alex Jones, into a freaking concentration camp.
The left wants to arrest conservatives. They want to put Trump in prison. All right, Rabbi, thank you so much. I don't want to keep our guest host too long. I appreciate it.
Can I promote my $2? You promoted a lot of your powders, man.
I love butt plugs for pedophiles.
I told you I'm giving those to you for free because you seem to really need it. So that's a gift. You don't have to plug that. It's coming. Just
will
give
you help
address.
Me fit my butt plug?
However,
are you Rabbi Butt Plug?
Whatever floats your boat, Alex Jones. It seems that you're jealous of my sex life very deeply, and I don't want you to be jealous. It seems that your skills in that area may be a little.
I'm not as good as doing lap dances with my grandchildren.
I want to promote Kosher Jesus, my book, Kosher Jesus, which will finally give you the real truth based on the New Testament. And I want to promote the Israel warrior that fights people like you that lie about Israel. And finally, kosher hate, the hatred of evil. Alex Jones, I'm sorry that you don't really have a bit of an inner moral compass. I'm sorry that you feel you have to be pushed to condemn October 7th. And until next time, God bless you. Take care. I hope that you will find the real Jesus, the Jewish Jesus. And I hope that you will be one with God. And finally, I hope you will one day repent of Sandy Hook. You really should.
All right, great. I didn't say, like, Madeleine Albright, we killed 500,000 Iraqi kids, good price to pay. I've done nothing. The whole Sandy Hook thing is a made-up corporate projection where I'm against kids. It's all crap. People see through it, and I appreciate you joining us today. Very, very interesting. There goes the rabbi. All right, talk show host, top comedian, Owen Benjamin. I apologize, at Owen Benjamin on X. That took 20 minutes of his time. He takes over now. We'll skip both the network breaks. We got one local break coming up in a few minutes. Owen Benjamin.
All right. All right, thanks for having me. Everyone, make some give a round of applause to Alex Jones. That was some of the best entertainment I've ever seen. No need to apologize, bud, for the 20-minute delay. I got to sit here and watch that, and that was hilarious. I have a theory that most canceled people, regardless of their politics or religion or anything, it's because they're really funny. And I would just like to point out, I'm not brown-nosing or anything. Me and Alex have made fun of each other in the past. You know, I'm not that kind of person. Alex Jones is hilarious. Mr. Buttplug just made me laugh out loud alone in a barn. So well done, my friend. That was great. And I'm honored to be here. I can't believe I get to follow Rabbi Shmuley, the highly religious dildo salesman. I've never had that as a comedian. I want him to open for me on the road. That was amazing. I mean, I just witnessed. I mean, listen, there's a lot, you know, he's obviously gross, but like there's something hilarious about Shmuley. Man, I have a weak spot for people that try to make the most absurd arguments. He just made an argument. that he had the moral high ground as a butt plug lubricant salesman. I mean, that was high level chutzpah right there. I mean, can you imagine? All right, he just made a claim with Alex Jones that if only Alex Jones had used his butt plugs and lubrication that he sells with his daughter, his marriage would have been saved. And I couldn't stop laughing thinking about that conversation where Alex goes to his wife. He's like, listen, you know, I know we're having a lot of problems and we're having a lot of disagreements, but I'm ready to actually attack the real problem. I've been talking to this religious rabbi who sells, his daughter sells lubrication and butt plugs. And, you know, it's time to really, we attack the deep state, you know, in our relationship, which there's nothing deeper than our butts. So I'm going to strap this thing on, and I don't want any judgment. It's kosher. It's made with the blessings of the covenant, God chosen people. They come in rainbow. You know, there's pink, there's black. I'm going to use the Darth Vader one because, you know, it's a little more masculine. It's more patriotic. A little red, white, right, white. I mean, that's so preposterous. And, you know, Alex did a great job with that. So I have a lot to talk about today, but I can't. I mean, after watching that, I have to review Shmuley a little bit. He said that we're obsessed with Jewish sex. So he's saying that we're the ones obsessed with their sex life when he literally sells dildos and writes books about how more people should sell dildos. And then he said that, you know, more that they have the best sex lives, but yet they sell lube. Let me tell you a little something about us simple rural goy. I didn't even know the purpose of lube. You know, someone had to explain it to me because in my experience, the woman is usually attracted to the man. You know, they haven't litigated themselves into a bedroom and used leverage and shame and, you know, some form of like a court order. At that point, you're going to need some heavy duty lubricants. I mean, that to me is really funny. So he made the claim that he has the moral high ground because of the butt plugs and it saves the marriages. And then he condemned Alex's marriage because he wasn't using lube that he sells with his daughter. I don't know. I just loved it. And he also, Rabbi Shmuley, you said, quote unquote, you make yourself game, fair game when you bring something up. And then you said Joan Rivers was a comedian. She was joking. Well, Shmuley, I'm also a comedian, and you opened the door for the grabber mask. I don't know if you guys saw Rabbi Shmuley's video about Candace Owens where he put on a giant grabber mask and wrote Candace on his shirt. Well, I also have a grabber mask, and, you know, people have called this anti-Semitic. I didn't make it. I didn't even ask for it. Someone sent it to me in the mail, and I think this is a better grabber mask than the one that he wore. I had no idea that he was referencing Alex's penis with the big nose thing. I thought Shmuley was being anti-Semitic. I had the ADL on speed dial. I had the ADL on speed dial because what I'm witnessing right there is Pure Jewish hate. They can't help their noses. As the old joke goes, the air is free. That's why Jews have big noses. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, it's not their fault they have big noses. You don't have to mock their noses, Shmuley. How funny is it that my Grabber mask has a smaller nose? I'm being more sensitive and understanding. So anyway, I guess my first segment is just a quick review on Shmuley, because that was a treat. And part of me finds him hilarious. Like, I don't even hate the guy. His arguments are so preposterous that I can't help but laugh. I mean, that guy is And I just, Alex Jones is raising the bar on culturally relevant comedy. So thanks for having me. And I have some sketches for you today. I've been trying to rival Saturday Night Live with At a Reasonable Time. So I'll have that for you later in the hour that I'm doing here. You can call in. I love callers. We're also going to talk about how I got kicked off my payment processor in France. And you can always super chat me at entropystream.live/app/OwenBenjaminComedy or P.O. Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. So we're going to review exactly what France is okay with and what France is not okay with. This has just been a truly synchronous day for me. Listening to you guys talk about France and Macron's dude there, my payment processor, Shmuley. Anyway, thanks again, Alex, for having me. We'll attack the deep state. I'll see you guys really soon. Much love. Taking calls, I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, comedian, tall man, adequate farmer, but I fail at a lot of farming tasks. Call us at 877-892 and 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I'd love to talk to you guys. What's going on with us right now is unauthorized.tv. I know a lot of you guys have subscribed. That's my live streaming platform. Our payment processor was bought by a French company, and then we immediately got kicked off. So our payment processor is down. So if you want to support the stream, you can subscribe on Rumble. Shout out to Rumble, rumble.com/OwenBenjamin, or super chat in the mail, or send any entropystream.live/app/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'll be doing a stream at 2 today. And I just would like to point out that France claims to be so open-minded that American pedo alleged, like Roman Polanski, gets arrested for molesting a 13-year-old. He flees to France. And their whole thing is like, we are so open-minded. Unlike America, we eat pamplemousse and eat jambon. And we know about love and art. And no, nonsense. If you question the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, if you question an injection given to you by eugenicists, when people around you are literally dying, they won't let you buy or sell legally in France. That's what just happened to us. And, you know, they wear their little capri pants. And, you know, Macron gets molested at 14, marries the fella, you know, and everyone's like, oh, what a wonderful marriage. No kids, started with, you know, power abuse. And they're like, oh, that's great. Meanwhile, the country that censors the most tweets is France. The country that's like, oh, we drink champagne with pamplemousse all day because we're open-minded. They're not open-minded. They just are open-minded when it comes to being gay. And that's it. So anyway, let's start taking some calls. We got a bunch. Wow, we have my mom's from Wisconsin. Let's start off with Wild from Wisconsin. That sounds exciting. What's up, Wild?
Hey, Owen Benjamin.
I can't hear Wild. I feel like you just ran into the wilderness.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I can hear you, Wild. What's up?
Hey, big fan. I was also tickled pink with the Shmuley interview. And I think a lot of the problems a lot of Christians have or people on the right have with Jewish people in Israel is their hate and disdain for Jesus. You know, they have the alternative plus sign in Israel, and multiple religious books like the Talmud say Jesus is boiling in hell in a pool of feces, and that his miracles were from the devil. And it's like a hate group against Jesus. It's just, I just want to be able to worship Jesus without being hated on. And I was wondering, what's some good arguments from your point of view, because you're an expert on the topic, and how we can dissolve the hate.
Yeah, you just went out again. I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it also depends on the Jew, because the word Jew has almost no definition at this point. You know, you don't need a religion. You can look like a ginger goblin or a black guy. You know, it's so... So then let's just take Ben Shapiro, right? When he admitted that on Joe Rogan, he's like, wow, you know, Jesus was a criminal and he died for his troubles. He tried to lead a revolt against Rome. I think a lot of quote unquote Jews just try and get away with any argument they can. You know, Shmuley was just like, it was Rome who did it. It was Rome. And let's litigate it. It was Rome, you know, because he's trying to sell lube and he's trying to like appeal to Christians. And then you'll like read part of the Talmud or find some other Jews and they're like, nah, you know, Jesus was a, you know, was horrible person. I used to argue with them about that a lot. And now I just see them as, it's just sad. It's like they're missing out. They're missing out on the beauty of the gospel. And that's their choice. And it's the key, which I think Alex Jones just did a great job with, is don't get mad, because a lot of them want you to get mad. And a lot of normal, good Christian American, you know, my mom's from Wisconsin. I know I like the Midwestern type. A lot of us can't imagine why someone would want to make you mad. You know, like why? That's not even possible. Like, why would a human being want to make someone else fight or agitated or disgusted? They do. A lot of them do. And they wouldn't say that about the excrement and the urine unless they wanted you to be horrified and disgusted at them. And then they get something from that. And so what I try to do is starve it. I try to starve that emotion, because I used to give it to them a lot. I drink White Claw and yell at the moon and wear my Grabber mask, you know, And I would be so frustrated, you know, that no one was talking about Teva Pharmaceuticals or the Sackler family, and people are dying, and like all these Christians are giving their money to these people when they openly have a hatred for them. And then I'm like, well, you know, it's like, what am I going to do about it? They're wrong, and that's their thing. And the whole concept of the they, there's so many different types of Jews, and they're bonded through like this, you know, Holocaust imagery. You know, it's like, oh, the roller coaster of death. And do you want the trains? Like, they always do that. Like what Shmuley was doing when he was like, the trains, I don't get on the train. I'm going to be far from the train. It's all this like Spielberg stuff where they talk about trains. Everyone, you know, they support each other, even though they don't agree. Dude, tons of Jews think Shmuley's like a mess, you know, but they're not going to openly say that, because someone just goes trains and piles of shoes. And then they're like, oh. So that's my advice. My advice is just focus on what you love and just enjoy the parts of the Jewish people that are funny. Like the butt plug argument made me laugh a lot. I mean, that's pure chutzpah. All right. I hope that helped, Wild from Wisconsin. Was that helpful?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, like the porn stuff, major porn companies is also owned by a rabbi. The biggest distributor of gay porn in the U.S. is a Jewish couple. And that's fine. They can have that, but they don't have to push it on the kid, because in Christianity, these kids are supposed to be pure and not be corrupted and enjoy their childhood. You know, there's plenty of the world. There's plenty of earth for everybody. And it's not fair for them to monopolize the Holocaust, where there's been so many Russians and gypsies and other people who died of the Holocaust, and they've become now with the war in Gaza the same monsters they hate.
Is he gone?
So much. Hello?
I heard most of that. And just to follow that up, I completely agree. And actually, this leads into a hilarious sketch for you. It's the kid stuff. And when the trans kid thing happened. I burned my career over it. That's how strongly I feel about it. And you're absolutely right about, you know, the porn industry in LA is completely dominated by Jews, and they're very open about it. They brag about it. And the key is to not consume it, you know? And I have a sketch, part of a sketch I'm about to show you guys, and you can watch the rest of it on Rumble. It's called Hate is Great. I'm actually making fun of hate groups because, you know, the key is not consuming it. That's the bottom line for everything. Now, they cross the line when they market to kids. And that's why it's so important to keep a lot of these things illegal, because you don't want marketing companies to have an ability to get to kids. I homeschool my kids. I know a lot of people are not in that. They're not able to do that. You know, there's a lot of people that I feel tremendous compassion for. But the only way I can see to fight it is for us to make strong kids and to know it's our responsibility to keep them from that and really be honest, like, about what our engagement is with Jewish industry, you know, whether it's debt or alcohol or pills or whatever. So anyway, I hope this helps. Check out this little sketch that's called Hate is Great.
Hate is great.
All right, what's up next? What else does a Jew hurt us with? Ooh. Yes, Brother Zachariah.
Pornos.
Pornos, yeah. The Jew loves feeding us those dirty pornos.
Yeah, they do.
So how do we stop? I got an idea. Let's stop watching them. Why you look so... Jerome, what's going on?
We just got a new really fast internet set up.
Oh, that's how the Jew does it. They make download speed so fast.
Yeah.
You got to not do it, though, Jerome. Exit out of those pornos.
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
If you're watching the pornos, the Jew wins.
All right. Yeah,
yeah, brother. Hey.
It's great.
Yeah. I've been doing some research on the Jews, brothers. Mm-hmm. The Bronfmans own all the liquor companies, and they milk us dry, making us buy their liquor.
Ugh.
How do we stop it? Zachariah.
We make our own?
Yeah. No.
What if we stop drinking their liquor?
I don't know. I really like bourbon quite a bit.
Yeah, but every time you drink a bourbon, a dirty Jew wins.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, this is quite a conundrum. Jerome, any ideas?
We quit drinking.
We quit drinking?
Drinking.
Will that hurt the Jew?
Like bourbon quite.
Guys, if none of us drink, the Jew suffers.
All right, so we go through. There's a whole sketch with that. I just want to give you guys a little tease. And you can go to rumble.com/Owen Benjamin. And that show is called At a Reasonable Time, because I was making fun of SNL a lot. And I'm like, well, why don't I just shoot sketches? I have no budget. I have no payment processor in France anymore. We might as well just start making stuff with our phones. So we got a great crew up here in North Idaho, and we're shooting stuff. So anyway, that sketch is very true to my life, because the more I genuinely wanted to stop the corruption and the evil I was seeing, and this show covers that a lot, the more I realized it has to start at home, and it has to start with me, and it has to start with my consumption. You know, like, it's so funny when that one dude, my buddy Woody, his name in that was Jerome Powell, where he's like, yeah, I just got this really good internet connection, though. It's like, oh, those Jews, you know. And in the beginning of the sketch, he was he's in debt with a Sea-Doo, you know, personal watercraft. And I'm like, because they're like, oh, they run the banks. They run all these, they run usury. They keep us in debt. They keep us in chains. And there is truth to that, but it's about your consumption. And it's not a exciting answer. You know, a lot of people prefer a more, you know, dramatic thing that we can all do to end this. But personal accountability really is it. And it's hard for all of us. You know, it's hard for me with a lot of things. Like, my vice is cookies. I battle being fat all the time, you know, and I look at cookies and I just want to eat all of them. And that's, you know, that'll lead to health problems. And then I would get, I'd have to spend all my money on being fat. You guys get it. Some people battle more with the porn or the lust or like alcohol. And to be a really strong people, it's all about being able to resist sin while it's presented to us. And it can be very hard. But, you know, like I think that that's what happened to the American Indian a lot. I know a lot of American Indians that played college lacrosse, high school lacrosse, middle school lacrosse on Indian reservations. And man, some of the best athletes in the world are Indians, you know, even better than a lot of the blacks. Everyone thinks it's the blacks. Indians can run like the wind and they don't get tired. And their instinct of violence is unbelievable. These like scrawny Indian dudes that I used to play with, they smell beer for the first time. That's it. They're like, they got a welfare check. They're huffing paint on the res. And it was like the best athletes just would melt down. And I know that's a fact. Not all Indians, obviously, but they have a weakness for it. And I think that's one reason why they were conquered is because they didn't have this cultural or genetic ability to withstand alcohol. You know, a bunch of the Nordic glacier monkeys like myself, we have like a genetic predisposition to hoarding and compliant, you know, because the winter is so long and so brutal that I think a lot of glacier monkey types, we can just overthink the future, overthink making everyone like us and get along, because that's how we survived really deep winters. And that can lead to a lot of problems, you know? And so I think right now we as a people are facing a giant issue with easy access sin. You know, easy access sugar, easy access fat, easy access pornography, easy access debt, easy access ego. You know, like I battle that too. Like I just want to fire up the X, the Twitter, and just, you know, tell everyone what I think about everything. And I don't always think about what comes next, you know? And so the more we can withstand that kind of stuff now, the stronger we'll be in the future. But I do agree with the caller from Wisconsin that they really cross the line when they market to kids, because it's not fair. You know, kids are still developing. Kids are still, you know, if Shmooly wants to convince a married couple that the one thing they're missing is anal play, you know, I think it's disgusting and horrible marriage advice, but you know, it's at least they're adults. The irony about Shmooly is I was retweeting that video of his where he was wearing his own grabware mask, prancing around like a little deranged leprechaun. And then I deleted it because there was kids in it. Because one of my standards that I try to hold is if a child is in a video that's controversial, not like in like a nice, cute video, but something where, you know, you got some goblin looking guy, you know, dancing around like a freak, I didn't share it. And I wanted to, but I withstood that. I was like, I'm not going to do that because kids are innocent. And I think including kids in his little tirade about Candace Owens is the real issue. You know, you want to convince a 60-year-old couple that it's actually not their dishonor, lack of faith, materialism, inability to communicate, or money problems that's causing their marital tension. It's actually the lack of lubricated anal play. Like if you want to make that call, like if you want to try and convince someone that's your decision. And hopefully people make the right decision and say, you know, I think there's more going on with our marriage than the lack of anal play, the lack of kosher lubricated dildo work on the butt. You know, that's just my opinion. But when you include kids, there isn't that God-given consent, that free will. And so I recommend we all really try and raise the standard. What I'm trying to do is swear less. You know, a lot of you guys that are listening, you might have been offended by me in the past when I've went at something, a sacred cow or an identity or something that you think, like the moon landing or Indians or something. Black dudes stealing bikes. You know, I can be a little offensive. Jewish noses. But I do it to myself, too. And I'm going to try to not say the F word anymore, which is horrifying to me. You know, like, I love it. I love swearing. I think it's my class and my upbringing swears a lot. Like, if you didn't swear, you were gay, you know? But I have to admit that it's sexually obscene. Even if I don't use it in that connotation, You know, and so that's what I'm working on right now, because it's just time to do that. Like, if I'm going to preach about not sexualizing kids, and I came to this conclusion a while ago that I'm obviously tremendously against teaching children gay stuff, trans stuff, sodomy, all the rainbow agenda they have in schools. But to not be a hypocrite, I also am against teaching any sex to kids. Because where does it end? You know, it's like, oh, but sex ed is good for 9-year-olds. It's like, do you teach all the positions? Do you teach oral? You know, and you're like, why are we talking about any sex to kids? Like, why not keep them without any sexual imagery as long as we can, you know? And then I thought to myself, well, the F word sure is about, you know, some pretty aggressive animalistic copulation. And I say it all the time. So that's what I'm working on. And I got another little clip for you here. This is the role of a lot of Jews in society. I see them as like leprechauns, and they're trying to trick you. And it's our job to just not be tricked. So enjoy this little cartoon. We made it during COVID. We made this years ago, but now I think people can see how accurate it is. Enjoy.
If you accept the nature of things, you don't get mad. You're just like, oh, the leprechaun's here. He's got a trick. Watch this.
Ho-ho. Transgenderism with the hormone C. Your boy becomes a girl 3. Tee-hee, tee-hee.
And you're like, ho-ho-ho-ho. The leprechaun's trying to sell some hormone products and subvert the family.
Oh, you got me. And now I'm gone. Tee-hee. Tee-hee, tee-hee. Tee-hee, tee-hee.
And this all starts when you just acknowledge it. Don't be like, okay, leprechaun, give me your gold, and then I'll sign your paperwork that I don't understand.
Are you fucking serious? This is too easy, bro. I mean...
Oh, no, seriously. What do I say? I mean, I'm going to trust you. I mean, you're wearing a nonsense hat, and you're from a foreign country, and you keep smiling, literally a devil grin, and you're giving me free gold. What could possibly go wrong?
Dude, when this all crashes, don't kill me. I'm a leprechaun.
No, I mean, why wouldn't I just, you know, trust all my nutrition and news and... and publishing and war. Hey, you want my son? Take him to Afghanistan. Right? So Bin Laden's still there?
You fucking believe this? When this crashes, it was still your fault for signing the paper.
What could possibly go wrong? Give me the gold, take my son. Why would you lie? You're a little trickster wearing a weird hat that I don't know. And you're like, dude, it's called chutzpah. They tell you what they do.
Read the fine print, Teehee.
Sign on the dotted line? No problem. Why? I mean, I trust you. You are wearing a white jacket and a very small hat. And you have a piece of paper on the wall that says you went somewhere that I don't understand. So why exactly are you going to be cutting my child's penis?
Schmegma, see? The cancer on the PP.
Sounds good to me. Take the dicks. And when he's old enough, just take him to war. And if he dies, I'll know it's for a good cause.
Dude, you're not even skeptical?
Why would I be skeptical? This is not a land of leprechaun. This is a land of freedom, America, soil, God.
Buddy, I'm wearing green pants. When you figure this out, like, you're gonna kill me.
Figure what out? You seem like a very honest man. Why wouldn't you want to clip the tip of my son's dick, put him in debt, send him to war, and make him watch pornos his whole life? And then... he'll go to school where he learns lies and gets given hormones and food that has been changed genetically to give him breasts. What part about this isn't great?
Dude, there's going to be nothing to steal if you don't see through some of these tricks. Read the fucking contract, bro. I don't even want to be here, dude. Come on, man. It's your son.
Inject him with aluminum. I mean, how else is he not going to get the plague? All right, let's put on some masks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that cartoon. At the end, it said unauthorized.tv. Our payment processor banned us at the beginning of the month. So we've been But our site is still working for all the subscribers, but my income got crushed. But it's all good. You know, people are supporting. And if you guys want to, I'm the first gratuity-based comedian in the history of entertainment. You know, it's like I'm like a waiter at this point or a piano man, where if you enjoy any of these jokes and you want to tip the piano man or tip the local bard, you can send a letter at P.O. Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864, or subscribe on Rumble, rumble.com/Owen Benjamin, or entropystream.live/app/Owen Benjamin comedy. And I will read anything you write on those at my live stream at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So again, just to sum up that cartoon's message, there's a double-edged sword with free will. And, you know, Jesus and the Logos about like the kingdom of God is within and that we have free will. The flip side of that is people are going to try and trick you and trick us and we have to resist. And so that's the double-edged sword. And trust me, I've been tricked a lot. All right. I have fallen for all kinds of tricks. I mean, I used to live that if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad song. Like, I get it. But, you know, it's all about not being tricked. And support Alex Jones. I'll see you guys in a little bit. Buy his supplements.